Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Let me get myself situated here, man. Oh, my bad. I'm reloading! Yeah! K1's Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. It's gonna be a crazy show tonight. Got a pretty serious topic that we're gonna be talking about tonight. You feel me? Should be a pretty good show. Again, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. You're tuning in to one of the best Internet Radio shows that's out right now. Excuse me, I'm kind of still setting up and everything. I got some people coming through in a little bit. We'll see how that works out. Well, fuck that. I'll worry about it when I get here. Because I'm in the middle of the show. Anyway, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. It's Martin Luther King's birthday. You dig? Shouts out to the brother for having the courage to fight for something, a cause bigger than himself, which most of you selfish people out here can say for yourselves. So I always tread very lightly when I do a show about such an individual. Don't want people to take my words the wrong way. Don't want people to say that I'm unappreciative of what he caused, if his cause and what he stood for and what he fought for. You feel me? Really appreciative of that brother and everything that he did, man. You feel me? Because I tell you right now, if it was up to Generation X, I'd still be goddamn drinking from the goddamn sip of water. Yeah. No one in Generation X could be a Martin. If we do have a Martin in our generation, where is he? We'll get to that. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You dig? K100 Internet Radio, you know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Welcome. Thanks for tuning into the show. You can catch us live streaming right now at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right, that's the World Wide Web address. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're on iTunes. Look us up. Become our friend on MySpace. Like our page on Facebook. Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Just go to the iTunes software up under the iTunes store, up under podcast. Do a search for K100 when you see the middle finger held up high. That's us. You dig? That's the best way to get the show and the easiest way to get the show, just in case you can't tune in to us during our live hours, which, by the way, is 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Thursday. Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's the hours that we have the show, okay? That's the hours that we stream live over the internet. But just in case you can't tune in, and we know this is prime time, this is dinner time, this is gotta get the kids ready for bedtime, and we on Monday through Thursday during school days, and so we understand that, we respect that. And so if you can't catch our show live, just be mindful that our show is always available for replay. You can catch any show you miss. You don't have to be on the phone lines, even though I want you to, so you can call in with your opinion and voice your opinion on the show, and we can go back and forth. I take every call that comes to my show until my show gets too big that I can't do that. As it stands, even if I have to run over to a third hour, I try to stay on the lines until I get everybody who actually holds on. If you just hold on, I'll get to you. All right? I try to. That's not true. And sometimes my show does be that crunk where I can't get to everybody, but I try. And sometimes I start to get people off the phone really fast and try to get to the people on the phone lines, because the people on the phone lines are actually participating in the show. And so I'm highly concerned with them. Not that I don't care about people who's listening on the internet, or I don't care about people who listen to the podcast, but the people who actually take the time to call into the show are a priority during live hours, all right? And so I may move along some discussions and stuff to get to everybody's opinion. And everybody's got an opinion about what we're talking about tonight. My demographic is age 25 to 40 black. All right, that's it. That's my core group. I don't even appeal to the young motherfuckers, like 18 and up. I mean, they don't even call my show Harley, but 9 out of 10 times I'm probably talking over their head. But it's okay, because I got music they like. And by the way, K100 Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around these parts. Once again, my name is Blizzum. I'm an artist and a producer. I'm also the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. With that being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone, an artist that want to submit music to get played on K100 Radio, send your music to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio. K100Radio@gmail.com, and we'll get you on. But some of you artists got shit twisted. Look, niggas and niggettes, and I really hate to use that word, being as though I'm going to be talking about the brother of Martin tonight, but I believe Martin probably used the word nigga sometimes too. I'm just saying. Some of you artists and friends of artists don't seem to get that this internet radio, I don't have to play your music. I got a record label. I got tons of music that I can play, and people going to still call my show because it's mostly talk based and music second. So if you're going to be sending me your music to play, and then I tell you in the email when you send me the music that you have to call into the show and get your people to call into the show and blast the show out over your Facebook and your MySpace, and you don't do that, and you still think I'm going to play your music, kill your fucking self, and that's for your punk-ass manager. Now, once again, the instructions and the rules are, send me your music, make it some good music, all right? Good quality music. Don't send me some shit sound like you recorded on your cell phone, because you know what you do is shit. All right? Send me some good music and follow the instructions. Post the show up on your Facebook and your MySpace and your Twitter. Blast out the show and I'll play your music. If you don't do that, I'm not playing your shit. All right? Take your music up to your local FM station and just give it to them and see if they play it for free. And get back at me. It's not costing you anything to cut and paste the fucking show page and just taking you 5 minutes. If you don't know how to do it, get your management to do it. I don't know how you know how to work an email, but you can't seem to figure that part of it out. K100Radio@gmail.com. Do it now. Waiting to hear from you. I got a couple of artists on deck, but I'm still waiting for people to follow instructions. It's Smashing Motherfucking Monday. Of course, again, I hate to use the word motherfucker when I'm talking about, going to be talking about Martin Luther King. But Martin Luther King had to deal with a lot of motherfuckers. Yeah! So today I'd like to mash everybody who still think that the Civil Rights Movement was a sham, that the Civil Rights Movement wasn't necessary, still think that white people are better than black people. Anybody, everything that Malcolm fought for, I'm mashing anybody who doesn't understand what he fought for. And if you can't understand that, that's for you. But it's Monday, and every Monday, this is the chance where anybody who calls into the show, they get to vent about whatever they want to vent about before we discuss what we're talking about. All right? So, those are the rules. That's the synopsis. And welcome to the show. Let's get into it. Let's do it. You dig? Episode 142. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. In the absence of greatness, that's what I call this episode. In the absence of greatness. Before I even read the synopsis of the show, what that means is we don't have a Martin. We don't have a Martin Luther King in our generation. I'm what people would call Generation X. Martin Luther King was what his generation would call a baby boomer. So I'm in my 30s, in my early 30s, and we don't have a central figure that represents, and all they represent, okay, with as much charisma and is Martin Luther King. All right, we don't have that. And I don't want to hear your Al Sharpton argument, your Warren Valentine argument. No, not the same. All right, Warren Valentine, or one of these other people that you might try and fathom up in your brain. I don't even know if he might even really be in my generation because he's actually older than me. But these people that you're going to try to conjure up and fathom up, I've thought it through. I've looked at it. We don't have one. A lot of people believe that we don't need one. There's not a need for a Martin Luther King or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? And I beg to differ. All right, Martin, Malcolm, and the leaders of that generation had a whole bunch of issues that were more serious than some of the issues that we face now. But to say that we don't have issues, that black people don't have a cause that we need to champion, I mean, that's just fucking retarded. Now, I know some of you are going to come on here, you're going to call, and you're going to say, what about Obama? And I'm going to read the synopsis real quick. Before I even read it, I said someone that champions only our causes. Our causes only. The cause Martin was a champion for humanity, but he was mainly 90% a champion of issues that dealt with the black community. Barack Obama is not that guy. All right? He's not that guy. As Barack Obama has said many times, he is the president of every American, not just black Americans. All right? So, not to be confused with the president, who I'm very proud of and I voted for. All right? Love wifey more than him, actually, but still, that's not the point. And not how you think. Get your mind out the gutter. But still, he's not a champion for the cause of black people. He just happens to be black, and he happens to be the leader of the nation. It's merely a coincidence when it comes down to what we're talking about. All right. Did I say episode 141? I mean episode 142. I got episode 141 plastered everywhere. Kill myself. Episode 142, in the absence of greatness. Today is Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday, all right? A national holiday to honor a man who did a great many things to improve race relations and conditions in the black community. I wasn't even born when his great crusade for equality was waged, but today I reap a lot of the benefits, and so do a lot of people that's on my show, on my phone lines and on my show tonight, reap the benefits of it. And like most of us, we casually take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? Me and a lot of my peers, we take for granted that we can vote and we don't. All of you motherfuckers that don't respect the fact motherfuckers got their ass whipped and died just for your black ass can do it, and then you're going to sit here and give me 1,000 reasons why you don't. But shut the fuck up. Feel free to hang up now if you can't understand what I'm talking about. I really don't give a shit. So a lot of people like me, not me, but in that aspect, but there's some other things that we take for granted and don't understand that people fought for and died for and fought hard for. And it's how it is, all right? I have many causes that I feel should be marched over, fought for, and I still don't do it. I know that there are things that I feel strongly and deeply about, but I'm not out doing community networking and getting my whole community involved and trying to organize. And you know, I'm not doing that. That's what these people had to do. See, all the work, all the ground level work that these people like Martin Luther King had to do, none of you motherfuckers can fathom it, because some of you motherfuckers just ain't got it in you. You just ain't built like that, first of all. And second of all, you're lazy. Third of all, you just don't understand. You don't get it. All right? I try to use this show as a platform a lot of time. Y'all won't be on my soapbox tonight. You don't want to get preached to, hang the fuck up and log off, because you're going to get preached to tonight. Look, some of you people out there, you don't understand how hard it is to organize and champion a cause that great. It's bigger than what you could ever do. You know, all you want to do is sit around and watch ATL Housewives all day, right? That's a good day for you. I'm not that kind of person. I use this show as a platform to talk about a lot of stuff, from sex, all the way down to politics, all right? And if you check the record of this show, out of 142 episodes, over half of them have been actually serious in nature. That's why I started the show. I didn't start the show as it's funny, but that's not the main purpose of the show. It's actually to be information, share information that's pertinent to black people, all right, which is my demographic. So I'm going to go ahead and finish this because I think y'all, a lot of y'all got my show twisted. I play hip-hop and hip-hop music because I'm a champion of that cause. That's why I play underground artists. That's why I don't play big-name artists. I'm a champion of the independent artists. That's why I only spin indies. And so I'm a champion of a lot of things that got to do with black. I'm going to be my black nationalist soapbox tonight. That offends you, hang up and log off. So I go on, all right? I have many causes that I feel should be marched over, but I don't do it. I still see injustice and unsettling things in my community, and I sit idle by and just try to survive like a lot of us do about some of the shit. I know the police beat our ass and kill us for nothing, but what am I going to do? Am I going to get out there and march with a picket sign in front of the courthouse? Will you do it? You be the first one got something to say when you see a nigga get their ass whooped on goddamn YouTube. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Could never been Martin. I have my own little personal crusades, but long gone are the people who championed our causes and risked life and limb for the rights of other people they don't know. We have a few local leaders here and there, but they're only worried about their little community and their little local area. We don't have a national face that is not only a champion for him and for just, but a champion for our whole race and our whole community of black people. All right, we don't have that one central figure anymore. Barack Obama, the president of the United States, is the president of all Americans, not just Black America, per his own words. We don't have an MLK in our generation, and sadly, we more than likely never will. So here are the questions for episode 142. In the absence of greatness, which means we don't have a Martin, we don't have a Malcolm, these are the questions that I have for UK100. Why don't we have these leaders like MLK anymore? Why doesn't our generation of people have, you know, Martin Luther King wasn't old when he died. He started young. That's the thing that a lot of young kids that watch this and say, like, well, he was an old man. Motherfucker, he got shot. He wasn't even 50 yet, I don't think. No, he wasn't 50. You feel me? He was young. He started years before. He started in his 20s, community organizing. In his 30s, that's when his cars really just went into overdrive. He was young. Cut down early. So your age is no excuse. Why don't we have a leader like MLK in this generation? Why don't we have these kind of leaders anymore? Do we even need an MLK in this generation? Do we need one? The answer is yes. Yes, we do need one. Yes, we have causes that need it. I'm not that guy. Okay? Someone's going to say, Blizzum, you kind of like that because you talk about this and you talk about that and you address these issues and all. Yeah, but I'm not squeaky clean. Even though Brother Martin was not squeaky clean, and like I said, I'll tread lightly with the words because, you know, facts are facts. But he was not perfect, and neither am I. But I think I'm a little bit too selfish to be Martin. All right? That's just the plain, simple truth of it. But we need one. We need one. That's my answer. I'm asking you, though. Do you think that we even have a cause that warrants a national rallying of our people that would create a need for a leader like MLK? Do you think the dream that MLK wished for has become a realization? Did the dream become a reality? I don't know. I'm going to say no. If you had to give and I have a dream speech right now, what would it say? What dreams would you like to see become a reality in order to make life better in our communities and with our people? All right? Right now today. Just real quick. It's not going to take too long. We got some calls on the line. So just real quick. If you had to give an I have a dream speech, what would your dream be? What would it entail? What would you be talking about? You feel me? All right. My bad. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. First up is my homegirl, Key. Then I see a 904-697. You on deck next. Key, what's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show. What it do?
Hey.
What's going on with you?
Shit, that work on my Luke King day.
Ain't that some bullshit?
Bullshit.
It's Master Motherfucker Mondays. Yeah! I'd like to mash any job that don't let everybody off on MLK day, but let your ass off on any other day. Yeah. That's for your motherfucking
name. That's what I'm mashing, too.
Right. Who does that? What does that? But you didn't have to go. You could have not. You could have protested and not went in. What would happen?
Nothing. They would have paid me just for them 8 hours, y'all, and I would have been all right.
You should have took it off on GP store. Then I must mash you.
Well, see, I took off the last holiday they drafted me, so.
Oh, okay.
I ain't sure.
I was saying, get your money. But if you're gonna pick a national holiday not to work, why not this one? All right. And I'm gonna also get into the question of a lot of people have this beef about that's all they gave him was one day. Shut the fuck up, nigga. You understand? Please shut the fuck up. You know how hard it is to get a national holiday in your honor? That's a major accomplishment right there. This country can't honor a person more greater.
They don't know.
And if they fix everything, which they not, because America. Anyway.
They don't know. They some retard.
I don't even want to. I can't. You know, ignorance. I go toe-to-toe with ignorant motherfuckers all night. You know I will. All right. Episode 142, T. Let's get it. First question is, why don't we have leaders like MLK anymore? Do you think that our generation needs leaders like MLK? Are they relevant now? Do we need one?
It is relevant as far as we need them. I don't know if it's necessarily a need as much as a it would be nice to have type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Because we just don't even think the same way they do because we're so privileged. We don't even understand, you know, how many privileges they afforded us, the people that went before us. We can't even comprehend that because we weren't there. And we didn't have to eat in the back of the restaurant and drink out of separate fountains. And we don't even understand how that feels.
So, but I'm just saying.
I don't think we need people as...
To try to
compare somebody to him and those people back then, it's like I can't even really fathom it. I can't say that we need somebody like that during this time.
But see, this is my thing, and this is why I don't agree with what you're saying. All right. My thing is, I know that our causes and stuff. I know that that's like comparing slavery with now, and then people that even was alive back then. You should be comparing it to then. But my thing is, we do have enough issues in the black community that we should have it. I mean, no, they're not as extreme as those. They're not that extreme. But to say that we don't have just because we can't fathom that don't mean that shit ain't still fucked up to the point where we still don't need this national.
Well, see, that's what I was about to say. And that was to your second question about, you know, do we not have issues? Yes, we do have a lot of issues. But here's the thing. We do have people out there that's fighting for those issues. However, you got to think about the media. They want us to feel like we've already made it. We're already there. So, you know, and there are people out there still fighting for other causes, but they're not going to advertise that. They don't put it out there to let them see, like, this person is fighting for this person is fighting for that. They keep it under the rug because they want us to feel like, oh, we are already there.
So are you blaming it on the media? Is it the media? Is it the media's downplaying of our issues? Is that it? One thing about it, because I understand what you're saying, Key. I'm coming to the phone lines. My phone line is getting thick, but I'm coming. See, my thing about that, Key, is back then, we didn't control the media back then, okay? We didn't control the newspapers back then. Even back then, you had people back then that tried to downplay, oh, it's not even that serious. They're okay. This is not slavery. You're not. They tried to downplay our issues back then, yet it's still Martin came to be. So
yeah,
even though the media downplays our shit right now, doesn't mean
anything. They couldn't. The things back then, it was so, people joined together so much and everything was so massive, it was stuff you could not ignore. Like, you can't ignore when you have thousands and thousands of people marching miles and miles and miles. You can't ignore that. Now, the thing about this, our generation is, how many of us can even get, we can't even hardly have a damn family reunion. And you're talking about trying to get thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people together to march for a particular cause. Not saying that it can't happen, but... Even for the people that are out there behind the scenes fighting for certain things, they're just like, man, you know, we can't even get our own people together to fight for better education in our neighborhoods and, you know, better housing and, you know, just infrastructure and the stuff that's important to us right now. They're probably just them beating their heads against the wall trying to get people to support them.
Okay. I understand that. But, And we can't organize for shit. That's just, I don't know what's going on with us.
And that's the sad part.
That.
That's why we may never have another Martin, because people, they supported him. It wasn't just him by himself. It was the support that surrounded
you could get us all at a Lil Wayne concert.
That just shows certain people's mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows us to certain people's mentality.
So it's our fault. Our generation is a bunch of fucking ignorant fucks. Let's just go ahead and put it out there, people. Let's just go ahead and keep it K100. For those of you people who have never tuned into my show, I got some new numbers on my phone lines.
We're very selfish and ungrateful.
Yeah.
So just trying to add that in.
Right. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. I'm on the phone with my homegirl, Key. See, we pull no punches here at K100. This generation that we got, we lazy, we're selfish, and we're pretty much ignorant. I don't know what else. I can't pull you on.
Not all of us, always looking for a handout. Yeah. A lot of people looking for it. We feel like entitled. We got this sense of entitlement now.
This is why I feel that we need a Martin. We need a Martin worse than we ever did. The apathy.
But here's the thing. Even if we had a Martin, would we support that Martin?
That's the question.
Whole thing. That's my whole point.
We wouldn't notice it.
Martin became Martin because he had support. That's why he became Martin the Martin that he is, that we know today. He had people supporting him.
Yeah. You're right about that. That's a very good point. I take that one. If we had our generation's version of Martin right now, we rather goddamn listen to the latest Jesus CD before we listen to a nigga sit out here and talk about some shit that really matters to us. You feel me? That's
some
the problem with this generation.
Yeah, some of us,
not all of us. You feel me? But then again, Key, before I move on to the next caller, and before I ask you the last question, then again, there were people who did not buy into his mantra, and he still shined. All black people were not with him. Lest we forget,
a lot of black people
on the Malcolm tilt. You feel me? A lot of black people sympathized with
Malcolm
than they did with Martin.
He did his thing, too, though. I think they both were outstanding leaders for their own cause.
Let me tell you the number one reason why, everybody. Pay attention, K100. Follow me. I think the number one reason why Martin Luther King rose to prominence in his generation, and this generation could never do it, even if we did have someone that charismatic and that sincere, we'll never hear the message because we don't have that central platform. Let's check back and do our history. How did Martin and his crew network and socialize? They did it through the black church. Well, guess what? We don't goddamn go to church. The black church is in demise. Due to various reasons. See, back then, when you had a Bishop Eddie Long scandal, it didn't hit the news. Back then, people didn't, we didn't have CNN when all these preachers got caught doing dirt or was doing dirt. It didn't get exposed. So people had more faith in religious institutions than in the church. And that was the platform that Martin had on lock. You had to go to church. Everybody went to church.
But then, too, it was a whole different family structure. That was a lot of it, too. Not only that they didn't expose him, it was just a whole different family structure back then.
Right. All right, so one last question.
Uh-huh.
One last question, I'm going to get to my next caller, all right?
Yeah.
If you had to make an two questions. Do you think the MLK dream that he had is realization? Has it come to realization, or do you think we fall from it? Do you think his dream came true?
I think he turned over in his grave. That's what I think.
Yeah, I do too. Next.
He probably died for this bush.
I done laid my life down for these motherfuckers to come out here.
These niggas.
This shit. Keith. You don't even want to go vote, nigga? For real? I already had the voters show. I can't even get on that with you niggas tonight. I'm just going, some of you dumb motherfuckers just need to just, whatever. I can't even get it on with you people.
You'll never get it.
I ain't no talking to some people. I'm just going to move on from that. Last question. If you had to give an I have a dream speech right now, what would it say? What would your dream be? What would Keys I have a dream speech be?
I think the main focus would be about education for me, because that's pretty much the root of everything, like as far as teaching kids about economics, how to save, and, a lot of things they don't teach us, and about real history, not the history that you learn from elementary school, from about Christopher Columbus all the way up to high school, like that's the only history that we have.
Uh-huh.
I think education is the main thing. That'll be the main focal point of my speech.
All right.
Because once you educate people, you give them a whole different amount of power.
You're right about that. And that's something that you can't take away and you can't beat it out of.
Can't take away from it.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. Stay on the line, all right?
All right.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. If I had to have I have a dream speech. Well, fuck it. I just copy Martin's. Because everything that he talks about is stuff that we're still striving for. I'm just going to copy Martin's speech verbatim. Because we're not there yet. I don't have to make up a new one. I can take his word for word verbatim and apply it to the day. And guess what? It still makes sense. Because you can listen to that speech right now and look at the state of our communities, the state of our people, and say, yeah, we needed to hear that. As if nothing has changed in 40 years. Right. Holler at me, people. You know what? This is why I hate to have the serious shows. Because I get real serious. But I like to have the fun shows when we talk about meaningless shit. And those go fun. And my phone lines are blowing up because all y'all people just got through watching Housewives of Atlanta. And you can relate with your dumb ass. But see, my serious conversations and my serious shows are my favorite shows, really. The only thing about them is I get too intense because this is stuff I really care about. I really don't give a shit about half of the stuff I talk about on K1. It's really frivolous stuff just for entertainment. Now, when I start talking about this serious stuff, 301, 904 is next, 301, in that order. Don't hang up. I'm coming to you. But I just take Martin's speech and just use it verbatim, word for word. What's changed so much? What's changed so much? Okay, we can ride in front of the bus and we can drink from the same water fountain and stuff. Our communities is still in shambles. We still get treated like second-rate citizens when the time comes to fruition. We have a black president that got attacked, and don't give me the shit about it's his political views. Who the fuck you think you fooling? He got attacked just because he was black. They mad because he won. The Tea Party came to rise in prominence because he black. Not because he's a Democrat. It's because he's black. They mad that nigga won. But we done changed so much? Kill yourself. I got my homie the kid on the line. Homie, what's happening, man?
What's happening with you, brother?
Man, thanks for calling the show, dog. Appreciate you calling in. 301.
Hey, man, you already know, man. Real nigga do real shit, man. You know, I got to weigh in on this real shit right here, man. The shit
right.
Ain't nobody talking about, you feel me?
Right. This is, I had a fun shows over here at K100. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got a lot of shows. We talk about the wild stuff and the fucking and the relationship drama and the stuff on TV. And I love those shows too, man. Those are my, I like those shows like I like these shows. But these shows right here are the shows that's pertinent. My demographic and the people that I talk to, man, these are the shows that I want you to take and listen to. Now, you got to excuse my language, but this is internet radio and I just talk. I have candid conversations with people like I would talk who was sitting in the room having a drink. All right, that's the platform. That's the nature of my show, and so this is just my dialogue and how I talk. So people who are on the phone line who've never tuned into K100 Radio, if you didn't see that middle finger in the logo and you thought anything else was gonna happen, I don't know what you was thinking. But we're here now. 347-934-0966. I got my homie the kid out of Duval, also an artist by the way. You feel me? And we're gonna get some of the kid's music on here when he sends it to k100radio@gmail.com.
My bad, hey, you know you got it, man. I'll let you get a preview of the whole mixtape if you want it.
Right. We'll have that show. We're working on some music together and stuff, and we're gonna drop that on K100. Bless the people with it. But homie,
they ain't ready for it. That's all I got to say. But look, for sure.
Let me go ahead and jump into the show. Episode 142. In the absence of greatness. And what I mean when I say in the absence of greatness, I mean we have Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. These were great men, great leaders. We are absent of these kind of leaders in today's generation, in today's black America. A lot of people like to say Al Sharpton and bring up people like that right there. First of all, Al Sharpton is not in our generation. He just happens to still be alive because he didn't get shot back in Martin's day. He made it out. But he's actually a baby boomer. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the people 20, 30. You feel what I'm saying? Under 40.
Yeah.
Our generation. You understand what I'm saying? We have no one. Our kids look up to rappers. They don't look up to community leaders. You know what I'm saying? And,
exactly.
And I'm saying that knowing full well that I'm a rapper myself. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I pull no punches. It doesn't matter. So for the purposes of the show, homie, let me get into these questions you did. Why don't we have leaders like MLK anymore? Why do you feel, why do you even feel like our generation even need a figurehead like Mark?
I feel like we do need a speaker, a representative of, you know what I'm saying, the community, but we need somebody who understands, like, not just certain situations or certain views. We need somebody that understands everything as a whole. You feel me? You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, you know, if we get somebody like that who take a stand, you feel me, and we get enough. But see, what they don't understand is they in order for Dr. Martin to make a voice back in the day is because you couldn't ignore it. Like, you had everybody backing each other. But, like,
right.
now with our generation, you feel me, ain't nobody backing nobody. But see, what you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody want to say, like, you know, Dr. Martin was great or Malcolm X was great. But one thing about Dr. Martin, you know, there's a big difference between the two. One preached on hate and the other one didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and of course, we know Dr. Martin, he didn't preach on hate. He talked about love everybody, you feel me? And Malcolm
right.
X preached on, you know, hate the white man type thing. You
right.
feel me? And so, and that's one thing, like, you know, we got so much hate in ourselves, we hate each other. You feel me? And it's fucking ridiculous. You feel me? You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, like, if we get somebody that understands everything as a whole, you dig? You know what I'm saying? And we get enough people, you know what I'm saying, to take that stand, you know what I'm saying, and overthrow all this other shit, you feel me? And then shit, you know, we'll be good to go. You feel me? I mean, I know it's some people out there. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't been keeping up on everything because I feel like ain't nobody out. You know, ain't really nobody out there. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody out there to look after. You know, to look into. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody out there to look into because I think it all comes down to politics. And politics, period, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever, I think everybody's just dirty. You feel me?
Okay.
But I mean, that's like my thing.
All right. Now, a couple of things about what you said, and I'm going to address. I'm going to move on as fast as I can, Carlos. Please don't hang up. But I will get to the phone lines if you can just hang on. The show is scheduled for 2 hours, so you might get in on the second hour, but I will get to everybody, I promise. And we'll go into overtime if I need to. So just, you know, just try to stay on the lines, all right? Listen, I agree with a lot that you said. Key point that I want to make. I think that Martin Luther King had a great cause and a great following because the people were greater back then. Not to downgrade
right.
people nowadays, but the people. One thing that the first caller Key said, the family structure was more. Back then, you noticed that we had more black men as head of households. You feel
exactly.
me? You know, we had more mom, pop, son, daughters. You feel me? We had our gigolos and we
yeah.
had our wayward sons and all that kind of stuff back then. But the family structure was more tight knit. Because we
right.
had to be. Now,
mm-hmm.
We got so many kids, and me, myself included, so don't think I'm talking about nobody and I ain't talking about my damn self. We got so many people
right.
who have kids, and the father is not in the household, and it ain't a family structure. When they don't go to, they don't spend family time together, they don't sit down and do this kind of family structure together, that it's kind of hard, even if this leader touches me and feels me, and I feel him, I probably on bad terms with my baby mama, so I ain't got a chance to take my son and put him up on game and take him up under my wing and show him, or either I'm too
right.
sorry to even do it, even if I ain't on bad terms with the baby mama, or whatever. See, we got a whole bunch of other issues why we can't
yeah.
have a
and
Martin
right,
right now.
You,
we can't. It,
right.
it would be really physically impossible to have a Martin. But that's and the crazy part about it is that's why we need a Martin. Because we have
mm-hmm.
we have all these issues because we don't. It's so crazy. You know
hey.
What I'm saying? When you think about
yeah.
it, how can we have a Martin with this structure? But then again, we need a Martin because of the structure. And it's a tricky
right.
situation. I tell people all the time, I have a guy that's over here in Clayton County. He's a community activist in Clayton County. And I actually know him. I met him when I went and voted in the last election. And he's a real
mm-hmm.
cool guy. He talked about me. He's like, you know, young brother, I understand what you're doing. He's listening to my radio show and everything. You know what I'm saying? He was older, guys, about 50. He was like, you know, if you could just tone down your rhetoric. He said, you know, I actually listen to some of your music, man. He says, you know, you use the N-word a lot and all this. He said, this is the problem with our people in our generation. Now, look, I don't want to get into an N-word debate back and forth or what it about. It's not even that important. The point is,
right.
there was a disconnect in the generation before us, the baby boomers and us. Those leaders,
right.
instead of, see, what happened was the Al Sharptons and all the rest of them, they did not grab another young brother's hand and school them up and train them to be the next Martin, to be the next Al.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
They dropped the ball
right.
when they didn't do that. You feel me? What they said was, y'all young people, y'all don't get it. Y'all want to ride around with, y'all want to walk around with your pants sagging and using the N-word and your rap music and blah, 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 and they just roll us off. That's not what the fuck you do when you a leader. You understand what I'm saying? You take all the things that we do got that's positive for us because I tell you right now, had one of them brothers came to the great, came to a Tupac Amaru Shakur before he got gunned down, and realized how powerful that brother's voice was and realized that he was a champion for the cause of black people, instead of listening to just all you want to listen to is how do you want it, and you listen to the words like dear mama and keep your head up, you would understand he could have been our new Martin, and you would have took him up under your wing instead of being like Cesar Lawrence Tucker, being a fucking civil rights leader but champion trying to get his music barred, you stupid bitch.
Right.
Now listen,
Now,
some of you motherfuckers don't understand. I it's a lot of stuff I can keep going on and on about. And why that generation and this generation had a disconnect. You feel what I'm saying? Because rap music was the biggest platform ever that you ever could have had that we had a whole generation of people loving. Instead of going against the grain in us, you should have took us by the hand and stood by our side and said, yeah, we don't agree with the nigga part, but these brothers got the voice of the people. Therefore, you would have had the voice of the generation, but no, you didn't do it. You left us out there. And then you let gangsta rap take over. And now here we go. And I'm not saying this just because I'm a rapper. I'm saying it because you got to have a platform. You got to have a way to reach the people. And I don't know no other fucking thing that more black people have in common than the love of hip-hop, whatever your style may be. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, even if it came down to, you know, people looking up to rappers, because I know a lot of people look up to rappers. Like, and then it's little kids. You got three-year-olds learning music before they learn it. You know what I mean? And you know, so if I think it might be a rapper that break through, you feel me? If that rapper knew a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? Like just like knew a lot of the issues or whatever, like because everything is in front of you. We so ignorant and blind, you feel me? Where the information that you need to know, that you're supposed to know, is right in front of you.
But you know what, homie? But I'm gonna tell you one thing about it. The funny part about it is, I say all that I just said. I just got in my soapbox and I can turn back around and kill myself and my whole generation. You know why? Because we'll have a rapper like a with a deep mind like a Talib Kweli or a rapper who tries to put us out there and put us up on game like that, and we'll drop that motherfucking CD and throw that bitch out the window and pick up the quickest motherfucking Shawty Low, young Lil Wayne, whoever talking about swag, dope, whatever, you feel me, and bump this nigga to this motherfucking goddamn Taylor 12s out our motherfucking trunks, and will not support this nigga. This is the problem.
Right.
The champion of causes has a platform. Even if we do have the platform, the people got to buy into it. The people got to want to be taught. They got to want to care.
Right.
Our generation, and here we go. This is why the older generation don't fuck with us, even though still you should still fuck with us, but they don't fuck with us because we do stupid shit like support the wrong shit. Or even if we have a motherfucking young charismatic brother who has the ear to people, whatever, instead of buying his CD, going to his show, championing his music, we listen to the other nigga shit. We love Gucci Mane. The same nigga that tattooed a fucking ice cream on his side of his fucking face.
Hello.
Don't give me a fucking start. You know what? I'm getting off the rap shit. I'm not even going to do it. Because niggas going to call, hit my phone like I'm hating and all this other shit. But it's not even about Gucci. It's not even about hating rappers or whatever. It's about the simplistic part about it. It's about the core value of what I'm fucking talking about. It's about the fact that our generation support the ignorant shit and not the shit that will big us up. That's the whole. That's why we can't win. That's why Martin today he out here. He amongst us. He alive. We have one, but this nigga is not getting heard. He not getting pushed. His message is not getting pumped. No one cares.
Yeah.
Next question.
And that's the thing about it, man. People need to start, Ken, because whether people know it or not, if they like it or not, man, everybody in the United States of America is a slave. I don't care if you're black, white, Latino, Mexican, or whatever. You want to know why? Because the United Nations, you know what I'm saying, finance the United States of America, and the United States also is still British colony. I bet nobody, ain't nobody know that, you know what I'm saying? So when they talk about they don't free the slaves, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, we everybody, you know what I'm saying, no matter what the race is, you still the slave. You feel me?
Okay. So do you think, and I'm going to ask you these two questions, I'm going to the 301. Do you think the MLK dream has become a realization over these last 40 years?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, that's pretty much what I think. If you had to do an I Have a Dream speech, what would it be? What would you talk about? What would your dream be? What would be your chant? What would be your cause? What would you be preaching? What would you tell the people? You have a dream that what? That one day what?
Hey, I just have a dream that everybody will stop being ignorant and stop dumbing everything down, you feel me, and open up your eyes and take the time out to learn your history, you know what I'm saying? Not only learn your history, learn the history about everything, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's being ignorant. Stop dumbing down everything, man. Get your education on, because once you find out, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, everything will open up. Everything that's going on right in front of your eyes, it'll open up. You feel me? So, I mean, that's my main thing right there, man. Stop being ignorant to everything. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, homie. Now, real quick, before I go to the next caller, tell the people how to get some of your music, homie.
Hey, they can check me out, man. ReverbNation.com/TheKid80. You know what I'm saying? And shoot, at Facebook.com/TheKid WONT. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it, bro. Keep doing your thing, K100. Bless them.
All right, man. And get me the music, homie, so we can, you know, do an artist spotlight on you, homie. All right?
I got you, bro. Hey, hold it down.
All right, man. Let me go to this next call, all right?
All right, bro. All
right. From the 301, welcome to the show.
Hey,
thanks for calling K100.
Man.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate your call. Where you calling from? I don't know this area code. I got a couple of
ain't nothing,
ones.
Man. I'm in Maryland.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Like, well, real close to D.C., so.
All right. Thanks for calling the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks to everybody that's tuning in on the phone line. Thanks to everybody that's listening to me on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Please call in to the show if you feel strongly about what we're talking about tonight, all right? I got quite a few people on the phone line. I promise I'll get to everybody, okay? Episode 142. I got a brother on the line. He says up there by D.C. Thanks. If you want to give your name, I would like to call your name, you know what I'm saying, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's cool. My name is Chris.
All right, Chris, what's happening? Thanks for calling the show. So here goes, Chris. Why do you feel we don't have leaders like MLK anymore? And do we even need a leader like MLK in this generation, in this day and age?
I mean, in all honesty, in my opinion, I feel like we don't have an MLK-type leader because black people, for one, we need that. But for real, that type of person, like, he would try to speak the truth. And right now, I don't think black people are really prepared to hear the truth, you know. And he can't really be, I guess, a really good leader with the type of black people we have out right now and how we've kind of just regress from the older generations.
What is this truth that we're scared to hear? What is it that you think?
You know,
what is this truth?
I mean, you know, I think things in terms of like maybe what we got going on now with like the low marriage rates, the HIV, the lack of education. You know, you got like 40% of black males, I believe, dropping out of high school. Things of that nature. You know, MLK spoke the truth and he said things that we need to hear. And I don't really think he held any tug cards. And I think now, our leaders now, because of political correctness, they're too scared to say what needs to be said. You know, we live in a culture where everybody is like, let's keep it real. But, you know, when people do keep it real, you know, they really don't want to hear the truth. Everybody just wants to hear, you know, little pieces and fragments of it.
I agree with you. Depends on the platform. You feel me? Depends on the platform. You can't address any problem and tackle half of the problem. You can't grab an algebraic problem and just tackle it halfway through the equation without factoring a couple of numbers. You got to do all that. You got to follow all the steps, and you can't solve the problem. Ergo, I think that you have to in fact be truthful, and you can't pull no punches. So you're right. This leader, this Martin that we would have. Would have to, in fact, literally keep it 100. Could he do that? I mean, maybe not. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe I think black people know the truth, I think apathy. You know what? You know what apathy means. You sound like an intelligent brother. You know what apathy means. You feel me?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we're just apathetic about this. It's not that we don't know that yeah. all of our papas ain't there, because our papas were the papas that wasn't there. You feel
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We know that it's a high HIV rate because we know somebody that probably got the shit if we don't have it ourselves. You feel
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We know that we dropped out, or most of our partners dropped out. I know for a fact. I graduated in 1994, and I know for a fact not even 10% of the people that I actually went to elementary school with walked across that stage with me. I was blessed. I was lucky, and I barely made it.
Yeah.
I got lucky. You feel what I'm saying? All right? So we know this. We know the facts. Being apathetic about the facts is not the same as being ignorant to them. We know. We just don't
yeah.
give a shit. You know what I'm
oh,
saying?
Definitely. Yeah.
I think our generation is the generation of apathy. You feel what I'm saying? It's a curse on our generation. I don't know what happened. But we're so apathetic about everything. This is why our generation don't even vote. You won't
yeah,
believe
right
how many
right.
friends I have that don't vote, man. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it on this show because this shit is recorded and people can listen. You know what? The hell with it. A lot of my friends don't vote. A lot of my homeboys don't vote. And I
can they give you a reason?
A million and one excuses, dog. They got a million reasons why they don't do it. You feel what I'm saying? And I mean, they come from everything from, man, man, shit, it don't matter who, it don't matter, all of them corrupt, what the fuck difference do it make? You got the ones who just always too busy to do it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It goes from a wide range. A lot of my friends are felons. I got a lot of homeboys that, you know what I'm saying? You know, but they've never tried to get their rights restored or anything like that as if it's not that important. You feel what I'm saying? You know, so, you know what I mean? I mean, these are the kind of people that I know and I hang around. Not all of them, but, you know, it's just crazy, man. A lot of them don't vote. And it's just one of these, it's our generation is apathetic about everything, and they just don't care enough about the next person. That's why we got so many haters, you know what I'm saying, in our generation. You feel me? Because, like I said, we are very, 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 very selfish. Even myself, I can admit that I'm selfish, but I'm not that damn selfish. You feel what I'm saying? I care about my people. But
yeah.
I'll give you a prime example. If you don't know, I'm an artist, and I do music and stuff myself, and I've got albums. I run an independent label, right? And so I've got a variety of songs that I put out to the people. I got a song about – I got to make songs that people may call ignorant or silly or whatever in order to get played in certain venues, clubs, mixtapes, whatever. So I make different kinds of songs. But I tell you right now, the songs I make about the crazy shit – about womanizing, the songs I make about the club, the songs I make about partying, I can just look at my download stats, and I got a lot of people, you know, I got all kind of different websites and stuff. By far, the songs I make about shit that's really not that serious or that important or just about fun or just about carefree shit are the most popular songs I have. And the songs that I make about stuff that I'm talking about right now, same production, beats are just as quality, same quality recording, everything, the message just changed. Those are the songs that people don't download as much.
You know, and I'm not surprised with that. You see that in all aspects of life.
Right.
You know, it's always,
it tells me a lot.
Like the TV shows that portray blacks, as, you know, acting like Sambos and Coons, those
right.
are always the highest rated.
Right, right.
And
why is Atlanta Housewives one of the most popular shows amongst black women? But then you got these same black women all on my goddamn Facebook page talking about they hate fucking drama. But you love Atlanta Housewives. You know what? That's a whole nother show. I can't even do it. I can't even do it tonight. That's a whole. I could go on to a whole nother arm of the show. Let me go to the next question, bro. For you, okay? Do you think that we have enough causes that warrants us to have for MLK? Do we have enough issues that serious? Are the issues that we face right now that serious? Are they as serious as not being able to ride in front of the bus? Are they that serious as not being able to drink from the same water fountain? Do you think these issues are just as serious?
While we might be able to ride in the front of the bus now and share cafeterias and other places and movies with white folks, the issues, for the bulk of the issues that we had back in the 60s still haven't been solved. Blacks still face racism.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the callers said beforehand, the horrible housing, horrible education. So
right.
we should have never stopped. There should have been no reason for it to stop.
Exactly.
I just think that blacks have become complacent. And they're happy with the little that they have. You know, most of the cats up here, as long as they got a Caprice with 22s, they're happy. You know,
right.
They don't have a high school diploma or a college diploma, but they're happy with just having a nice car with rims. And we have to get beyond that.
Exactly, exactly. You should call my show more often. All right, next question. Of course, you know, we don't talk about this kind of stuff every show. I'm just saying. Just look at the synopsis and then pick and choose. Next question. Do you think the dream has been realized? Have we even realized at least the dream that Martin had? I mean, you basically just said it. You said we still facing a lot of those same issues. So would you have to contend that his dream isn't real reality yet?
You know, I think if we look at society, I think portions of his dream have manifested, they've come true, but overall it hasn't. And I, one of the callers, I think she said we're far ways from it. You know, if you believe we're far ways from it, we'll never achieve it. I just think that we've kind of lost our way along the journey. But piece fragments and pieces that have come true, you see black and white relationships have improved. But overall, does it still need work? Yes, of course. But pieces of his dream have come true, but I think we're a few miles away from really achieving what he expected. But, you know, blacks are just totally falling off the path, and somehow we have to get back on the path in order to achieve his dream.
You know, a lot of people feel like Barack Obama's election solidified his dream. And I saw that, you remember when he got elected? I mean, people, it seems so far away because they just turned on him. everybody, you know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother show. But you remember what it was like that night when people were out in the streets all across the world celebrating? People all over in countries who don't even live here, who this has absolutely nothing to do with their day-to-day life, were celebrating and crying, and they thought this was it. The dream has happened. We are here. No! No.
You had white folks and black people all out in the crowd. You're right, all over the world, different countries, different races. Everybody was hugging hands and jumping around bonfires, feeling that MLK's dream had come true. But, you know, you turn on your TV any night of the week, and you see where white cops are shooting black guys, unarmed black guys, somebody's being beat on, this and that. It's all a facade, and it's a big front. I think people want that dream to come true, and they want it to manifest. But in reality, like I said, we're far ways from it. And people really need to wake up and really address the true issues. But, you know, it's nice that you could turn on the television and you could see black and white folks jumping around and everybody seems like they're on the same page. But in reality, you know, it's really not like that.
I agree wholeheartedly. Last question. If you had to do an I Have a Dream speech, what would it say? Chris has a dream today. And what would the dream be? I said that, you know what, I wouldn't even change it. I could just copy Martin's and just do Martin's dream verbatim, because since I feel like nothing has changed too much, some things have changed, but his dream really is nowhere closer to reality than it was back then. I just go ahead and just read from his, just copy it. But what would you do? What would you, if you,
you
could
know
say,
what,
if you had what, I Have a Dream speech, what would you say?
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I would. His speech was great. He had the perfect words, perfect timing. But I think you would have to change the message around a little bit. So for me, I would really push education, and I would really push for black folks to cultivate their minds, and instead of trying to cultivate their fashions. And I think that's probably the biggest thing. And I was just trying to encourage them to learn, go to school, invest in business, and most importantly, love each other, love themselves and each other.
That's the one. That's the one. I was waiting for you to say that. I was like, the dude sounds like he's smart. He sounds intelligent. Is he going to get it? He got it. Score. This is the problem with us, Chris, and I'm going to the next caller. 361 is up next. This is our issue. This is our, we don't care about each other no more. There is no love. I had another episode that, if you're not familiar with my show and you're just checking it out, my archives are extensive, and I got a lot of great shows. I got a show about voter apathy. I got a show about – but one of my favorite shows I did was called From Panthers to Punks. All right? That was the name of the show. I forgot what number it is, but the name of the episode is before episode 100, so it's in the pre-100s. It's called From Panthers to Punks. And in that episode, I addressed the way that black people, A, don't love each other no more and don't have that sense of pride for ourselves and love ourselves the way we did. We used to walk around with big froze to show you that, this I have big, black, proud, big afros with the big ass, big fist ball pick stuck in the back of it, because we love being black.
Yeah.
We got away from that. We don't have that no more. It's not us anymore. Until we get back to that attitude, and a lot of people say, well, segregation I got to ask you this, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Jenna, you up next, and then 850-597. I'm coming, I swear to God. Listen, I got to ask you this, Chris, though. Do you think, now be honest with me now, because a lot of people, are going to take what I say, and they're going to try and crucify me for it, but I really do believe it. Do you think desegregation and Martin's cause that he championed for to get us all riding in front of the bus and get us all drinking at the same water fountain, do you think that had a negative effect on us as a black community because now it took our economic power that we used to have when we had to go spend our money at our black stores with our black merchants and stuff, and now it's all filtered into the mainstream, and now we, instead of buying the black-owned shoes, we give it to Nike, and we give it to Subway, and we give it to Kroger, and all this Walmart, we give it to all these mainstream stores because now we can mix in all the money in. Do you think, really, at the end of the day, that had a reverse effect? I do.
You know what? You might think this is crazy, but I think that helped fragment the black community, actually, and it did hurt the economic power of blacks. I think one of the biggest things you look at is in any case, when you see blacks kind of become wealthy, you know, they get a good job, both the husband and the wife, the first thing they do is they kind of do black flight. You know, we have white flight back in the day, and we still have it. They have black flight, where they totally abandon the neighborhoods instead of trying to stay in it and help rebuild it.
Right.
And, you know, I think that also helped cause people, blacks have hate for each other. You know, we are upper class blacks, kind of
right.
Look down on a lower class blacks and vice versa. So, yeah, you would think that it would improve relations between black and whites, but I actually think it helped fragment the black community and kind of turn us against each other. And you have class division in the black community. So that's what I would sum it up as, class division. And, yeah, and it's caused a lot of problems.
It has. Much respect to the brother Martin. I love him to death. You feel me? I appreciate everything he did for us. But I don't think he thought that part all the way out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
I know he wanted us to have the right to go drink at that water fountain and have us have the right to go in that store without getting our ass lynched. And I respect
yeah.
that. And I so it's like, you know, you got to pick your poison. You feel me? But economically, it devastated the black community.
Yeah.
It devastated our power because, remember, a lot of people don't know. If you don't know back then, they got movies about it and documentaries about it. A lot of the white business owners and merchants were for desegregation because they wanted them green dollars, them black green dollars.
Of course.
They wanted
yeah.
it to happen. So, you know, if you notice back in the day, if it was a businessman, a local small businessman, he was for desegregation. He wanted the black. He wanted them dollars. He knew
yeah.
all those black stores over there, they were straight. All those black funeral homes, all those black tailors, all those black,
yeah.
All those stuff like that. We had nowhere else to go. We had to go to that one kind, that one, and all that money they was missing. And money talk, baby.
Yeah.
Money talk. Green is the color of everybody love green.
Yeah.
And so all the white businessmen and small business owners, they were out there marching right along the black people like, fuck that. Why they can't come to my store? We want them to come to my store. That's going to quadruple my business.
Yeah.
But
capitalists don't see color.
Capitalistic. Once again, everybody, America is a what, Chris?
It's a capitalist society.
I love talking to intelligent people on my show. Stay on the line, homie, if you can. All right. 361, you're on the air. What's popping? Where did my 850 go? 597. Come back. I'm coming. 361.
Hey.
Oh, this is Jenna. What's happening, Jenna? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, what's going on?
850-597, you next. I'm coming to you. I know you's waiting for a minute. I know all y'all been waiting for a minute. You're not the only one, but I'm gonna get to these callers. We're coming up onto the second hour of the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host Blizzum. Just got off the phone with Chris, the kid, Key. I've been on my soapbox. Jenna Papa's gonna get on hers. We got some more calls on the line. We're talking about episode 142. In the absence of greatness, and in the absence of greatness, I mean Martin Luther King was a great man. This is Martin Luther King Day for those of you who are listening to the podcast. Today's Martin Luther King Day. If you happen to not catch this live portion of catch the show live, and you listen to the podcast, the original air date for this show, episode 142, is Martin Luther King Day 2011, and so that's why we're talking about this. All right. In the absence of greatness, and I consider Martin Luther King to be a great man, and I feel like we don't have a Martin now. That's basically why this episode is named In the Absence of Greatness. So Jenna, I'm glad Jenna called, because for those of you who don't, Jenna calls my show frequently, but Jenna's a white woman, all right? She's white. I wish I could get some more white people to call in because I like to hear their perspective, especially when I'm talking about issues like this right here. You feel me? Because At the end of the day, Martin Luther King changed the lives of everybody in this country, not just black people, white people too. All right. So, Jana, here goes. Oh, how do you feel about Martin Luther King? Just by the way, before I even ask you the question, what do you think about it? I know you're young and you're not from that generation. You're younger than me, but still, what do you think about what he stood for or whatever? What do you think about that?
I feel that he was a great leader, you know, all for equal rights and you know, freedom of speech and all that good stuff. I just felt that, you know, he was a good man and he was doing something for the better. He stood for something that had principles and morals.
Right. Okay. So let me go ahead and get you the questions. Why do you think we have a leader like MLK anymore? Do you think our generation need an MLK? Now, you can semi-relate. You feel me? I know y'all generation didn't necessarily need an MLK per se in white America. You feel me? But even looking at black America from the outside looking in, and that's actually an interesting perspective from the outside looking in, from a person who's not even of the same race of us, who don't necessarily, you can kind of sort of understand, but you can never really relate. And I always tell all my white friends that, and they have to contend that. You can understand and you can see it, but you can never really relate unless you're black. You feel me? And I got love for Jana. I don't think she has a prejudice bone in her body. But she can never relate to being black because she just can't do it. You have to be it to do it. It's like I can't relate to being a woman. I have to be one to relate. You feel me? I don't know what it's like to bleed once a month. I don't know what it's like to sit down and pee. As much as I can be an emotional, quote-unquote, sensitive guy, I could be that guy if I maybe in another life. But if I was that guy, I still could never be a woman. And Jana could never be black. But I like the fact that she could tell me what it's like from the outside looking in. So, Jana, why don't you think our generation has a Martin Luther King? And do you think our generation of black people need a Martin Luther King?
I think, yes, definitely need another Martin Luther King or some type of figure of that sort. And for the other question, what was it?
Well, why do you think we don't have one?
Oh, we haven't evolved. We haven't fully evolved yet. We still got a ways to go.
But
way too much. We still have that racism. We still got some more growing to do.
Okay, so you contend that we do need a MLK, but why don't you think that we have one? Why don't you think that we have one? Why don't black people right now? Why right now as a white person you can't right now say oh well black people got this guy right here, and this is the guy that we know all he's for the black people. You can't name him because I can't name him. Why do you think that we don't have that right now? Just on the outside looking in. What when you look at black people at the end of the day, and just be honest, Jim, this is K100. No, you know what I'm saying? Pull no punches. Why do you think looking at us as black people, we don't have that kind of leadership? Why don't we have it? Do you think we would even support them? Are we not supporting it or what? Why do you think black people don't have this kind of leader anymore?
That would be a good one. They don't know how to support. Always trying to go against the next one. I mean, if people, you know, people stand as a unity and come together and uplift one another, you know, maybe that could happen. I mean, I'm sure there is a person out there that has something like the makings of MLK, but I mean, you know, we need to bring them in. You know, you need to give him exposure.
Give him exposure. You think we wouldn't give him exposure? We're not supporting those kind of people, Jana. I'm black,
right.
And I'm telling you right now, we're not that guy.
Right.
That guy that is MLK in our generation. He's talking to he's beating a dead horse at this point. He has no audience. If he does have an audience, he can't get to them.
Right.
The powers that be don't want him to talk anymore. They want him to shut the fuck up and act like he's irrelevant, like he don't even really need to be talking. When we all know, and we can look at the 6 o'clock news, like Chris said, and know that he needs to be talking. We know his brother needs to be talking. We know he needs to be heard. His message needs to be put out there. But A, if he does got a message and he's trying to put it out there, we ain't going to support it and put it out there. And B, the rest of the people who don't want his message out there going to act like, nah, really, he don't even need to be out there. This
it's
is where
all about the comfort level has gone too much. It's gone too far. It's too much compliance. It's just too much comfort.
Right.
And
we like our 24s. We happy with our 24. We happy with our Caprice on 24s, like someone said.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Touche, Jenna. That's not even Jenna. And Jenna's talking about us, y'all. Jenna, this really. Hey, she's on the outside looking in. She can see it. The fuck y'all can't. Next question, Jenna. Do you think the dream that MLK had has come to a realization? Yes or no? I think you already kind of answered it. No?
No.
Right. Okay. If you had to do I have a dream speech. Just face it. Jenna has an I have a dream speech. 850-597, here I come. Jenna has an I, this is the last question. Jenna has an I have a dream speech, and she wants to talk about her dream of the world, how the world could be a better place. What would Jenna say?
Well, you know, MLK pretty much broke it down very eloquently, but, you know, equal rights, you know, treat everybody as equal, you know, a whole lot more love go around.
Is that possible, Jen, in America? Do you really think, come on now, really, this is America. Do you really think that's ever possible?
Somewhere along the line, I think so. If not, you know, we're just going to go downhill, and you already know what that will be.
I mean, so downhill it is. Because I don't know, man. I don't know. I like to have this unwarranted faith in people and faith in this country. I'd like to have that. I really want to have this fake sense of security and faith in this country and this democracy / capitalistic country, that it will actually some kind of way evolve into that. And I was just, you know, when Barack Obama, you know, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want to get back on this, but I got to. When Barack Obama got elected, you looked at it and you said, ooh, maybe. We took a giant leap forward, and a fucking year later, now we have the Tea Party on top. What did that teach us, ladies and gentlemen? What did we learn, class? I'll tell you. Pump your fucking brakes. We're not there yet. That's what I learned.
Well,
because most of
those
people
realistic
in the Tea Party are pretty much racist, and they pretty much don't like Barack Obama because he's black. I don't want to hear this fuck shit with Sarah Palin and the rest of these fucks trying to preach to me some bullshit about some political views. You can kiss my ass. I wasn't born yesterday. Okay? We know racism when we see it as black people. We can point it out because we've been dealing with it so much. You don't bring a fucking AK-47 to a rally and fucking have an empathy with a motherfucking person on a noose. All right?
Hello.
With depicting him as a fucking monkey and trying to tell me it's because of his fucking political views. All right? So, what we learned is that we're nowhere near there with his election. His election taught us that it's a far-fetched, maybe kind of sort of thing that could happen, maybe, in the future sometimes, but not today. 40 years later, not today. Thanks for tuning in, Jenna. Thanks for calling the show, babe.
All right,
next caller. I know you've been holding on, caller. I'm coming. I'm going to get to everybody. I don't care if I got to get to them in the third hour. 850-597, what's popping?
What's good, sir?
What's going on with this?
It's Mel, baby.
Who this?
This is Mel from.
Oh, what's going on? What's popping?
Shit, not much. I heard y'all having a little conversation. I really want to chime in because this is the thing, right? It's not that we have leaders or anything like that. It's the fact that, like you said, we don't have that support base. I worked on the Obama campaign, bro. I was in Bay County and Gulf County. So imagine me as a young black man trying to persuade Southport to support Barack Obama.
But listen, you know what? I can understand you not getting Southport to support him because you get Glenwood to support him. That's the question. Fuck no, I don't expect you to get Southport. For those of you who don't know who we're talking about, this is a homie from Panama City, Florida. And Southport is, for you Atlanta people, that would be, what is that, Buckhead, up there with the rich white people, racist white people. They known for hanging them high out there back in the day. I didn't expect them to support Obama, but how many people did you get from Glenwood, Millville, to go out and take their black asses up there and take their asses to the poll? That's my question for you, and that's why we don't have a Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King didn't need the white people supporting him. He had the black people support. But our Martin Luther King can't exist because our black people won't support him. This is why our Martin can't come to fruition.
We have one now.
Oh, really?
Barack Obama is that one that we have now.
Oh. No. He's not here.
He can't be him
and be the president, bro. It's not fair to even ask him to do it. You can't ask him to champion a cause for a race of people when he's the president of all the people. Did he say so himself?
After his presidency, he can continue that push. But what I'm saying is the reason that we don't have a good black leadership right now is like what you said, bro. Think about it. This is eventually what happens to every great person in our history, and it's sad to say it, they have to be martyred in order for people to understand what it is that they really stand for. Martin and Malcolm were pushing for the great effort, the great cause, to try to get everybody to come to one unified understanding. Jesus died for the same thing. Gandhi did too. It's like trying to state, regardless of what general stance you may take, we all here for one greater calling. Regardless if you believe in God or if you're an atheist, the purpose of humanity is to progress. We're not here to nuke each other, motherfucker. We came out of caves helping each other. The shit, it's like there are two mentalities. And I love that people are having these type of discussions now, because during the Obama campaign, the white people who were supporters of Obama were literally saying that. Like the day that they picked Sarah Palin to be McCain's running mate, bro, you should have seen it. I'm talking about, I ain't never in my life seen white women so livid. You would have thought motherfuckers were going up the bitch saying bitch. Like, they were like, do they think we're stupid? Like, what the hell? And I mean, it was beautiful to me because they really came to an amalgamation within them, saying, I can't follow suit. I can't go with the status quo because the status quo is degrading to me. It belittles my life, you know, and it's literally telling them something that they don't go with. They feel it in their heart. That's the thing. When we deal with the black community, it's sad because you got people who are willing to stand up and speak for what's right. And like you said, when you tell a motherfucker that they stink, they get pissed, even if you tell them the truth.
Right.
The next thing we're going through now, it's like when you point at, okay, say for instance somebody got up and said, the shit Lil Wayne saying is garbage, people would go off. Why are you going? Because it is. He's sitting up here saying women ain't shit, kill this nigga for, the only thing that matters is money, and that's ridiculous because the bottom line is your fellow man is what really matters. You can't sit up here and try to put a monetary value on something that's priceless.
But you're talking about the number one selling artist. The number one selling artist, except Eminem, for about outside of Eminem, and he's not black. Outside of Eminem, the number one selling artist that black people buy. Here we are.
It's a mentality. People are literally grooming themselves into failure because they're accepting that there's no greater purpose. They're sitting up here saying, whatever Martin died for, whatever Barack Obama got elected for, it don't matter. If I ain't got a dollar in my pocket, why should I try to worry about the future?
Really, touche. I'll give you. I give hand claps out when people get stuff right. That's what that was. Don't let it start again. You know what I'm saying? I agree with everything that you said, bro. I'll have to have a whole show because I got so many people on the phone line. I can have a whole show about you and this Barack Obama thing. Is Barack Obama the champion of the black cause? I don't know. I don't know if he can do it. I don't know. He can't do it right now. Definitely not being the president.
He's just a popular figure in it. Think about it. If, like, this is my issue with a lot of these rappers, because all they talk about is their, you know, self-gratifying type deal. It's like the thing that really kills me, they talk all this trash about, oh, I need money, fuck the world, all I'm trying to do is get paid, but then they forget. You got a daughter in this world, nigga. The same way you teaching these little dudes out here that it's cool to be a gangbanger and to slap bitches around, one of them could turn that shit on your daughter. Is that really what you're trying to promote? But for the dollar, they'll say yeah, knowing that ain't really what's in their heart. Unless
you let me hold on. Now, let me tell you something, because I don't know if you're on the line when I say this. I'm coming to all these. I got all these callers. I'm getting to y'all. But I got to say something. When people say stuff on K100, I got to say something. You saying that, and these artists are doing that, because the people are buying it. If the people stop supporting it and buying it, these artists would change, or these artists that make only that kind of music would fall off. Listen, I'm a complicated brother. Everybody on this show knows I'm a rapper. Everybody knows I got all music out of stuff. I make all kinds of songs. I make ignorant songs and silly shit, but I got songs about other stuff. But like I told the other caller, the songs that I make, I posted up three songs today, and I said I'm posting up three songs on my Facebook page all day today. I can post up a song about some other craziness, and people comment, I like that, shorty. That's fine. Blah, blah, blah. I posted three songs about issues that actually has a lot to do with what I'm talking about tonight, and people really didn't really click on it too much.
Hey, you can't help. Hey, I'm honestly, dog, this is why I think that, like, okay, you were talking about the Tea Party. This
right.
is their agenda. Think about it. Every time you have a sadistic group in power, I'm not going to call all Republicans sadistic, but there's a faction within them that does things like cut education funding and
right.
promote, you know, all of these negative aspects. And that's what I'm saying. It's like when you look at the people who support this ridiculousness that we're calling into question right now, it's because they have a mindset that tells them this is entertaining and I need to just waste my life focusing on something that makes me feel better than the pain I feel.
Right. Right.
And it's sad because it's like, how do you, like you said, bro, working on the Obama campaign was the best and worst experience of my life. At the same time, like, it was beautiful and I hated it all at once because I'm like, I'm actually arguing with black people to support a black president because they're coming up with, like you said, every excuse in their reasoning to not support him. They're going to kill him. They're going to do this.
Right. By the way, let me take a special moment out since Mashing Motherfucking Money is on K100 to just do a, once again, special mash for Jesse Jackson, punk ass. Yeah! Yeah, Jesse, you stealing my shit list, Jesse. So I'm flushing you down the toilet, Jesse. You're stealing my shit list, Jesse. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show. I didn't even get a chance to ask you the questions, but our dialogue was great and fire. We didn't even need to go there. You came in and you did the thing. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show, man. I really appreciate it. I love that hometown support. I know I don't talk about the serious shit all the time, but whenever I'm talking about these shows, you check with me, man. Make sure you hit me up when I'm talking about this serious shit, all right?
We got you, fam.
All right, man. 347-934-0966. P-Reg is on the line. P-Reg.
What's happening, bro?
What's happening, man? P-Reg is calling into the show. You feel me? Couldn't be in studio, but he's calling in. 347-934-0966. Next up, I got 850-867. Hold on a second, P. I got 850-867 on deck. And then I got 910-813. And then I got Shay on the line. And I see T. Lewis on the line, too. All right, so I'm coming in that order, all right? So stay on the line, all right? Don't go anywhere. I think I see the kid back on the line, too. I'm going to open the kid line back up. The kid, is that you? Kid.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna use you back off. You got some background stuff going on. Hold on, I'm gonna come back to you.
Hey, bro.
All right. P. Reg.
Hey, man, look at him, man. Everybody know, man. This is co-host P. Reg affiliated down here, man. I'm over here at Crafty Keys, and you know what I'm saying, conducting this business for Chamberlain, man. For y'all, you know, we gonna support Colin and do what I do. We gonna be through that tomorrow and sit in, man. You know, we just over here going over what Charlie's going to do, what Cracky Key's going to do for this 2011, man. And shit, you know how it go, man. We're going to get rich and kill y'all fuck, niggas. You know how it go.
I like it. I like it a lot. P-Rays, before you, while you're over there, thanks for chiming in and tell the homie we sit down and talk this business and we'll have that meeting. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That is the website. All right, episode 142. In the absence of greatness, and when I say in the absence of greatness, Dr. Martin Luther King was a great man, and we in this generation are absence of that, and we are absence of that kind of greatness right now today. We don't have a black face, a black national face that champion our causes. Like my homie said a minute ago, Barack Obama maybe could be that one day, but right now he's not because he cannot be a champion of just black causes only, but he's the president of everyone, like he said himself. And so therefore, Barack Obama is your answer. No. Maybe someday, you know what I'm saying, but he can't do that right now. And it's not fair for us to even ask him to do that because he can't be the black president. He's got to be the president of all the people. So that makes, if you can't understand that, then I don't know. I know what you thought. I knew that when I elected him. It didn't stop me from electing him. But still, I knew he couldn't just be all about championing black causes. So, P. Reg. God damn it. Where the hell did P go? I think I dropped P's call. 850-867. What'd it do? 910. You next. 850-867.
What's up, bro?
What's going on? Who this?
Just your little brother, man. Aaron, the nigga told you he was going to call in.
Oh, what's up, man? What's going on with you? Thanks for calling in to the show. You did? So you ready to have this conversation with me, little brother? It's my little brother online. It's actually my little my blood brother. You should answer my father's my homie. I got love for him. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the people that you touch. You could probably get you killed by Blizzard. Absolutely. So that's just a fair warning. You motherfuckers have fair warning. Don't say I never told you so. So little bro, your generation is the generation that I'm really, really, really I'm taking issue with tonight. All right. And you already know, you and your homies, let's keep it 100. You and your homies, y'all are not up on y'all black shit. Y'all not up on y'all your love of us as a people and supporting us and our causes like y'all should be. Would you agree?
I agree with that in some way, yeah. I can't speak for all my homeboys, but I do believe that Martin Luther King did something great for the cause of black people. And I also agree with you that Obama cannot do that for us because he got to be the president of everybody.
You
so
right?
I feel like us as black people, we have to have somebody, and us as black people, us as black people also have to support the black leader that is willing to stand up and speak for us. Right now we don't have that. We don't have that in Al Sharpton. Damn sure don't have an Jesse Jackson. So us as black people, we need someone to step up.
Let me ask you the specific questions then. We don't have that. Why don't you think we have that then? Because you said we don't have it, but there's got to be. I think the reason is that we're not. I think the reason is he exists, but we don't support him. That's why we don't have him.
You're right. You are 100% right, bro. You are right. You are really right. We don't support ourselves. We rather look to the white man. I feel like we rather some black people rather look to the white man to save our ass than us saving ourselves.
Go ahead, LeBron. I like
I look at it like that sometimes because we don't look to save ourselves. White men, we look for the white man to save ourselves. Not saying that there's nothing wrong with the white man saving us, but at times you do have to be independent about your own shit and handle your own business by yourself and do shit by yourself and learn from it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's just how I feel about the situation. I wish Obama would be that person, but he can't be that person because he's the president of the United States. And something else I got to say is, people can't expect Obama to be the savior of everything when it took Bush 8 years to fuck up the United States, and they can't expect Obama to clean this shit up in 4 years.
Right, exactly. Well, we know that. Yeah. We know that. See, the thing about his presidency that's really disheartening. Is that as much as I'm going to vote for him again. If he runs for a re-election, I'm going to vote for him again. But I really don't know if he's going to make it the second term.
Yeah.
And it's not going to even be it's not going to be because of anything that he's done wrong. It's like simple stuff like everybody that's on the line. I just got to say this. When he does something right, some people talk about it. But when he does something wrong, everybody talks about it. Everybody talks about the wrong stuff. Nobody's talking about the fact that he saved the collapse of the American auto industry with the decisions that he made to go ahead and fund them people and do all that stuff. Turn Ford around. Ford's now one of the number one selling companies. Nobody gets to really talk about that. Everybody wants to talk about the negative stuff. So I say that to say this. And I'm going to say this to you, bro. When and if this person does step up, when and if this charismatic young, because he will in fact have to be young, because Martin was young when he started, when this charismatic young brother steps up, will you support him? Will you get your friends to support him?
No,
you never know how.
No,
will you really? What kind of music do you support?
No, but on my heart, if I would have been old enough to vote when they was voting for Obama, bro, I would have voted Obama. I would have paid more to the election. Cause now I see a whole bunch of shit he's trying to do. He's really trying to help America. You know what I'm saying? And it's really like he just really not trying to help the black people. Trying to help every race and everybody that's in the United States, which is his job. And I'm gonna say something on what you just said. Like when you said when he do something bad, everybody wanna talk. But bruh, that's America. You know what I'm saying? People do good shit all the time. But when people do bad stuff, it's always gonna be more talk than the good stuff. It's like the bad outweigh the good.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this, bruh. If you had to give an I have a dream speech right now, Would you? What would it say? What is your dream? What is something that you dream about? How you dream about the world would be? About how it would be for our people? What just give me a little bit. What would you talk about? What would be your mission? Your dream overall?
My dream would be to stop all this black on black violence, to stop all this killing in America. Period, and just have peace with each other. Everybody just handle business, handle responsibility, and do what they got to do. Not worry about the next man.
You got to worry about the next man, though. I mean, don't hate on the next man, right?
Yeah.
Because, see, the thing about this generation that we got, my generation, which I'm a little bit older than you, but you're not that much, so some people might lump us up in the same generation sometimes, because I'm not really that much older than you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to get, a lot of times, and I'm saying this, little bro, knowing that I've read some of your Facebook statuses, right? You know what I'm saying? Right? Okay,
yeah.
We've got to get away, this generation, our generation, have got to get away from this fuck it if it ain't about me attitude. You feel what I'm saying? If it ain't about no money, we ain't talking about it. We don't want to talk about it attitude. I know that's until that mentality that has set in on a lot of the people in our generation, my age and your age, but we're still in the same generation, but my age and your age, all right? Until we kill that demon, until we realize that sometimes the next man problem really is our problem, because if the next man can't find no job and he got to get it how he live or whatever, it's the reason why that next man can't find no job, and we need to figure it out why. Until we get to that point right there, we will never progress, we will never be the kind of people who will support that next Martin. We'll never be them people.
You're right, bruh. I thank you for saying that little ass bitch you said to me, dog. Cause from brother to brother, that shit opened my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Shit made
right.
me look at shit kind of different.
Right. Well,
from,
you know,
from brother.
Right. If I don't teach anybody else, if I don't get a game to nobody else, I'm gonna give it to my blood. You know that. When I come home and I sit down
that.
And we sit in the truck and I talk to you, you already know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing has changed. This is just a bigger platform with more people listening. You did?
All right, bro. So you keep doing your thing on the radio thing, bro. I heard you snapping earlier, though.
That's what I do, man. That's what I do.
All
right,
bro. Tell Gabriel and my niece to say what's up.
All right, man. I love you, man. Be easy, all right?
Hey, man. I love you, too, bro.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. You rocking with the best of them. I'm your host, Blizzum. We still got plenty of time. I'm going to get to the rest of these callers. 910 is up next. Then I see T. Lewis and Shay. And I'm coming to the phones ASAP. 910.
What's up, Liz?
What up? Oh, Doug, what's happening, homie?
What's up?
What's going on? You know, I got a couple of 910s now, so sometimes I have to wait for y'all to talk, and then I know who it is. All right, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling the show, man. Episode 142. In the absence of greatness, Doug, and you've been on the line for a second, so you know what I'm talking about when I say that. We're talking about, it's MLK Day, everybody that's listening to the podcast. You know that by now, if you listen to this to it this far in. And so I'm going to go ahead and jump to these questions so I can get to the rest of the callers. Doug, why don't we have leaders like MLK anymore, and do we even need them in our generation?
During the time when MLK was alive, man, it us black people were going through a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? We were being segregated. We couldn't do things. He worked hard to get what we were able to do. You know, we couldn't hold the jobs that we can hold now. We can't go to the places we couldn't hold back then in the 50s when MLK was alive, was going through the struggle of getting us the quality for every person, but mostly for the black man. So you still see it now. You people still being prejudiced, and black people are prejudiced against their own people right now. So I don't think it ain't as worse as it was as it is back then, but it's still bad now.
So why do you think we don't have an MLK then? If it's as bad, if it's not worse, but it's still kind of as bad, and they had an MLK, why the hell don't we? What's the reason, Doug?
Dog, that's a good question, man. I don't know, man. That's a good question. I don't know. I think the people don't want to. I don't think nobody's out there to take that step and do that. And then in our own people, as black people, probably, you know, I don't know, they probably won't support it. Because like you said, it's all about me. if I'm not getting out of it, you know, they, if I'm not getting no money out of it, if I'm not getting notoriety, I don't care about nobody else as long as I'm not being harmed. Until something happens to you, then you want to speak up for it.
Yeah, you're right, and that's the problem. I think overall, so far, with all my callers and everybody that's called in tonight, I think there's a general consensus on the show that the reason we don't have an MLK is because we wouldn't support him if he was here. And he probably is here, and we just don't know it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There probably is a young, charismatic community leader somewhere in some part of the country right now, and he'll never be on a national platform. Of course, if I'd like to find this leader. I'd like to have him on K100. I would definitely give him a platform, just like I let the intelligent people speak on this show. You feel me? I may cut the dumb
people off,
you know, but still, I let the intelligent people speak.
I heard you hit it on the nose when I was listening to you talking about the Tea Party. It wasn't no damn Tea Party when Clinton was in office. So
right.
When Obama get in office, there's a damn Tea Party. What the fuck is this?
Well, and ergo, here we are. We're back to the last question of my questions. You feel me? Not the last question, but like the next to the last question, you feel me? Do you think that the dream that MLK has wished for become a realization? That the emergence of the Tea Party and the and how quick they came to power and actually made the Republicans take the Congress back in one session after that phenomenal campaign that Barack Obama
right.
put on? That shows you there's a lot of people in this country that still ain't ready for us to all be the same, because all these people came out and started being Tea Party supporters because they were scared of what Obama would know. Nigga, you scared because there's a nigga in office. Stop playing with me. Don't try to double talk and be politically correct. This is not the show for it.
Right. Right. And it's like, it's almost like we going backwards again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all these people coming out after Obama's elected, I'm like, wow. And then I never seen so much disrespect to a president until Obama get in there. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, they didn't do that with Bush. Bush took us through 8 years of shit.
Some people gave Bush hell, though. You know, when people say that, I say they didn't hang a noose, but they went hard on Bush now.
Yeah,
I don't say that.
A
lot of people went hard on Bush. A lot of people went hard on Bush.
They went hard on him. They went hard because all the dumb comments he was making and the dumb shit he was doing. Yeah, they was damn making fun of his ass.
But Obama hasn't done anything like that, and they going hard on him. That's the difference.
Right.
They went hard on Bush because he's a fucking idiot. They should have went hard on Bush.
Yeah. You
feel
like
me?
You said, you know, if Obama run for a second term, I doubt it if he make it, because all the changes have been made in politics,
right?
That I really doubt it if he make it. If you know how much the vote would turn when he won for a second term, because
right,
these people out here just, you know, I'm like, well, I never knew how still people are prejudiced, but damn, now that shit, all you hear is negative stuff, nothing positive.
Right, right, and that just shows you that Martin Luther King's dream has not become a reality. So, Doug. If you had to give an I Have a Dream speech, what would it say? What would Doug's I Have a Dream speech right now today? What would you say? What would you say that we need to fix? Do you have a dream that one day, what?
It's the same dream that Martin Luther King had, that we all be treated equal. But it will never happen.
You don't think his dream becomes a reality? You don't
I
think Martin King will ever become a reality? Do you?
That's a
dream, huh? It'll never become reality.
That's the word. That's what it's called, a dream. Because it's a fucking dream. Because shit will never come to reality.
Because
the way people are, it'll never come to reality.
Well, they stopped segregation.
They stopped. It stopped on paper. But shit, you still people being, you know what I'm saying? People look down,
But it stopped, though, Doug. It stopped, even if it was on paper. I mean, right now, you can drink from any water fountain you want to, unless it's like
yeah.
in the country part of Mississippi where you can get fucked up. But still, technically,
yeah.
legally, you could still
yeah.
do. You know what I'm saying? You feel
yeah.
me? Technically, legally, you could still drink from whatever water fountain. If you ride
you
on a plane right now, a white man can't come in there and tell you to get the fuck up and move right now because he want that seat.
Yep.
I mean, things
right.
have changed. We progress.
You got affirmative action. You got affirmative action. You know what I'm saying? But,
which they're trying to get rid of right now, but still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So things have changed, but they're not a realization of what Martin viewed. This is my point that I try to tell people. When people say his dream is now, no, the fuck is not. Things have changed. A couple of things have gotten better, but we are not where I've listened to this speech 1,000 times. Listening to this speech and then looking at my day-to-day world that I live in, we are not where this charismatic young brother wanted us to be and what he envisioned. This is not it. All right?
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is not
I
it.
I agree. What would your dream be?
I just said I'm just going to Xerox this shit and say it back until we get to that one. Why do I need to make another one up? We ain't did his yet.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I'm just going to Xerox this shit and say that. Because goddamn it, we do that? Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do his. I watch with it. Let's do his. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we can do that, but we ain't even did that yet. Maybe Martin's dream is just a little too fucking far-fetched. And we don't want to admit it. What you think?
I agree with you 100%, dog.
That's why it's a dream, huh?
Yeah.
You can't think like that, dog. You got to have faith, man. You got to have faith.
I have faith. You know, I got kids. You got kids. I got kids. You want the best for your kids to be able to succeed in this world. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to show them the right way and give them the right mind to make sure that you teach them the right way so they have a good mind and set when they go out there into the world. So, you know, you have a dream. You have a dream that your kids be treated fair, have the same opportunities as the next person, no matter what color your skin, no matter what color your nationality or your sex, everything. So,
Well, one day maybe, brother. One day, brother. One day. Stand by, right?
One. You know it, Liz. You know it, my nigga, man. Hold it down.
All right, man. 419. See, Lewis and Shay, I'm coming real quick. Hold on a second. 419. They called and they called back. Hello, 419. You on the air?
What's good? This is X-Squad DJ Heavy D coming out of Ohio.
Hey, man. What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, bro. Really appreciate that support.
I just wanted to make a comment about what y'all was just touching on.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
I believe the reason why the dream has not come to fruition yet is because somebody along the way forgot to teach. We missing some teachings. The Willie Lynch theory is alive right now. That is why we cannot achieve the dream.
Right.
You know, this country has found a way to take the Willie Lynch theory and make it real right now. They pitting us against each other because you got the light-skinned brother in the bank that won't give the dark-skinned brother who's working two jobs alone. You know, that's all part of the Willie Lynch theory.
Yes, very much so. We've discussed that on K100. So my people who call this show frequently and know about this show and listen a lot, they inform. We got a lot of new people on the line, maybe because MLK Day and they wanted to, be a part of the dream. I don't know why they're here. You know what I'm saying? But we, this show, I talk about a lot of wild and crazy stuff, but I also talk about a lot of serious stuff, topics, and I tackle the Willie Lynch letter on this show. So my faithful listeners and my K100 fan base, they know about the Willie Lynch letter. We know it's alive and well. You feel me? We know that that's going on. Now, the question that I have for you, brother, is this, all right?
Okay.
How can we get out of that? What's the move? What can we do? What can we do? Why? See, this is the number one question. Why don't we have an MLK in this generation? And do our generation even need one? Now, I wholeheartedly feel like we need one worse than the last generation did. But why don't we have one?
Well, we don't have one because it's too much fear of assassination and because we as a people don't get behind them like we should. We didn't put Obama in the White House.
Uh-huh.
Then white people felt like they wanted to do something to make themselves look good.
Uh-huh.
And when he started messing up their program, that's why he won't get reelected.
Uh-huh.
He didn't follow the rules that they gave him when they slipped him that nomination.
Uh-huh. So now that's why so they turning on him, basically, then.
Yes, they turning on him. You supposed to have been a token nigga. You weren't supposed to have a nigga with a voice for real.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, so with that being said, I just think that's the reason, though. I think she just won't let him lay down. If he does, he can't lay down next to her. I think that's what it is at the end of the day. So, let me ask you this, bro. Do you think that we have issues that actually warrant a championistic leader and a charismatic leader and a national face on a grand scale like Martin Luther King? Do we have enough causes right now that we need to be having marches on the Capitol for? Do we have those kind of causes right now?
I don't believe we do. I believe our causes are at home. We have to come together as a people first.
Uh-huh.
We do. It's not enough of us to dominate this country. A march to them don't mean nothing. Farrakhan put the Media Man march together, and look at what's happening. Brothers are study killing each other for no reason.
Uh-huh.
They killing each other out of jealousy. Your chain bigger than mine. Your rim sit higher than mine. Your girl prettier than mine.
You're right. Now, I will say that something that you just said, we already tackled it earlier in the first hour, the demise and the breakdown of the black family and the black man as head of household is ultimately the number one culprit in this whole thing. Because like I said earlier on the show, Martin had his ultra platform back in the day. He had the black church on lock, okay? You wouldn't dare speak out in a black church against that brother. You get ousted from your pulpit ASAP. The deacons would have a revolt. You got to go. Not gonna preach out it, and he had a platform that everybody knew that everybody had in contact with. Right now, the black man is not the head of the household to gather his family up to go to church on Sunday and everything. We have far less people who are actually even going to church. On top of that, you feel me? And so the black church has lost its power, and that's why I feel like the way he came to prominence will never happen again. Of course, you know I'm an artist myself, and I do music and all that and everything. And so a lot of people understand that when I take the stance that the biggest platform that black people have, whether you agree that it's sad or not, or right or not, or bad or not, the biggest platform that black people have that all black people can relate to and black people talk to is hip hop. And I wouldn't be surprised if I would actually even contend that Tupac could have been that as he got older. If he would not have been killed, if you listen to his music. We have to have somebody who has the ear of the people with that much charisma, that much support, and until we have a platform that they can jump out on, and people say a rapper can't be that guy, will you show me a platform bigger than hip-hop that all black people actually associate themselves with, and goddamn it, I'll shut the fuck up. What about you? What do you think?
I believe that hip-hop is that platform because hip-hop is the thing that we have that has attracted the white people. We got a lot of white people attention with hip-hop.
Right.
You know, our artists aren't going platinum in hip hop from us brothers down going to the stores and buying CDs. We rather download it or buy it from the bootleg man.
Right. And here we are. Here we are, right back. And I hate to bring the rap back into it, ladies, but y'all know, ladies and gentlemen, but y'all know what it is. I mean, here we are, right back to a central problem with us. We got artists who go platinum because white people actually take their money and buy it when the same artists. You can love the hell out of Jeezy and love the hell out of Wayne, but you would get the bootleg from the nigga on the corner for the free or whatever. You say, shit, that's hustling, that's hood life, that's how we survive. We ain't got like them. I say you don't support motherfuckers that even champion, even if your cause is that you want to sell dope all day. You can't even champion a nigga that's telling you to do that. So how the fuck you gonna champion a nigga that tell you to goddamn live your life right and take care of your motherfucking kids? Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. Thanks for calling the show, bro. I really appreciate that support. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, for sure, my guy.
All right, man. Thanks. Hey, man, a lot of people calling from all over the country. You got people calling from all these area codes. My phone lines are jam-packed with people from all over. And this is not to mention who's going to listen to this podcast and who's going to be on who's online listening right now. I can't track that. But let me tell you something right now, man. Let me tell you something, people. Everybody, I'm coming to T. Lewis and I'm coming to Shay. You feel me? And we're going to go into a third hour. I'm going to let the show go over. But you got to make sure you're on the phone lines, and I'll tell you about that in a second. I'm going to tell you people right now, man. We are not going to move forward as a people. We are not going to be successful until we all come together and champion this person. But where this person comes from and what platform they're using should not matter. That means, ladies and gentlemen, if he is a rap artist and that's what he does and his platform is positive and his platform is pushing the unity of family, the awareness of education, the awareness of whatever, awareness of black causes or whatever, support that person. That means as much as you like Lil Wayne and T.I. and Jeezy and all these niggas who actually some of these dudes actually kind of talk about some stuff, but they really ain't talking about it full time. If you know that this artist is that good and this person is that good and he's got a platform, support him. That goes for everything black. Support them. Post it up on Facebook. Send it to your friend. Download it. Because you downloaded something else and you paid for music. You want to listen to it. You like the message. Buy it. Go to iTunes if you can't buy the whole album and get the single for 99 cents. Do something. But don't sit your black ass on this fucking phone. Don't sit your black ass out there amongst your friends, at your coworkers, and your job and shit, and complain about shit, and you don't fucking support the people who are trying to change shit, who are trying to tell you that this shit is fucked up. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's change this. Download it. Whatever. But oh no, you're all at the club, and you shake your ass to the same motherfucker that called you bitch 30 times in a song. Don't give me on my soapbox for you motherfuckers tonight. Oh, you know what? Next caller. T. Lewis. I can't even do it no more.
Hold on.
What's going on, man? Shay, you up next. I see a 770-896 and 404-914. You guys are up. We're going to a third hour, so I'm going to make sure I get all my calls. I'll run over to the third hour because I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to chime in. I just had that many people on the phone lines tonight. And so, you know, but I had to get my 2 cents in. Thanks for calling the show, homie.
Yeah, man.
Episode 142. I'm going to be hoarse before it's over with dealing with some of these ignorant niggas. I'm not talking to y'all people who got some sense, even though the funny thing about my show is a lot of niggas who need to hear this shit don't call my show. They call other shows. All right. 347-934-09. Yeah, they call the other show where everybody just sit around and talk about the dumb shit all the fucking time, every fucking episode. I do sometimes. I'm guilty of that. This shit is entertainment. I got to have a way, some kind of way to get to these ignorant niggas. That's why sometimes I make songs about the club and shit, because some of you dumb motherfuckers would never even heard of Blizzom if I didn't, but I try to sneak the message in. I try to sneak the message in. That's the win-win, right, ho? Right. T. Lewis, why don't we have a leader like MLK anymore? Do we even need an MLK in our generation? Do you feel like we need one? And do you think that we even have a cause that even warrants a national rallying of our people that would create a need for a leader like MLK today?
Well, first of all, I think black folks have gotten comfortable. That's one. I think for the people who think that we've come a long way, I think it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. And the, what little bit that some black folks do have, they think, okay, everything's fine, everything's A-okay. I can go shop wherever white people shop now. If there's some black folks that have a little bit of money, or I live where they live now, everything's gravy. On the flip side, like a lot of the callers said, I mean, they pretty much said a lot of it already. As far as you still have black-on-black violence, you still have an ungodly amount of teenage pregnancy as far as when you're talking about minority neighborhoods, primarily black neighborhoods, equal housing.
Right.
I mean, even the language that people use that would describe other, let's say, lower beings in that society has actually been changed to describe black folks. So,
right.
I mean, like, for instance, the term ghetto. The term ghetto was a German term that was used in World War II. Now, all of a sudden, ghettos are primarily known where black folks live. So there's a lot of stuff. I mean, just minute and whatever else. I mean, on a grand scale. So as far as things that need to be championed, I think there is a charismatic leader out there somewhere. Problem is, I don't think he'll get a platform. I also think that it'll start. It's like another caller said. It starts in the home, because if a lot of things are not reinforced in the home, in many cases, then it's not going to be carried out when you go outside. For instance, I mean, if you don't raise your kids right, or you don't discipline your kids to do, to let them know what's right or wrong, or what's proper and what's improper, they're going to go outside and do whatever they feel like they can do, and they feel the right to be able to do that. So
the breakdown, like you said, like, and like we brought up on the show, the breakdown of the black home is probably, if not the number one, no, it's not even probably. I'm going to say that the breakdown of the black family structure is the number one culprit in why we don't have an MLK, because if we don't have a man that takes the kids and the wife by the helm and be the leader and tell them, listen to this brother, and we're going to go follow this brother. We're going to go to this as a family. We're going to champion this cause. We're going to go support our black stores. We're going to support our black businesses and our black artists and our black study. If you don't have a man that stands up and do that, And Martin back then, guys stuck around and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm not even pointing fingers, because I myself have kids out of wedlock. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I spend a fair amount of time with my kids, and I know if I did find that brother and he was out here, and I saw that in him, and I wanted to follow. I'd make sure my kids were aware of his existence, and they would know of him, and they wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Just like I let them. I sometimes sit down and make my kids watch shows that they don't even really halfway get. Kind of, sort of, but
exactly.
Just to give them a realistic approach about life and let them know everything and about cartoons. They're about to be junior high. You know, one of my daughters about to be in junior high. My son is, you know, finna be in the fourth grade. So now it's time to sit down and watch the news with daddy a little bit. You see that? You see how them kids
exactly.
Live? That's next. So the next time you tell me you're starving, when I slap in your mouth, you'll know why. Because that's fucking starving, and you think. All right?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You know what?
That's how it all starts, because if you don't have anybody to tell you, listen to this person, listen to what they're saying, sit you down at a young age and make you pay attention and correlate what he's saying to your life in reality and let you and correlate it together and say, look, see, what he's saying is right. Look, son, look, daughter, wife. When you don't have that there, and then the breakdown of the church and all that, and the leaders in the church, you know, I don't even want to talk. I can't even, you know, when you got shit going on like the Eddie Long scandal and all kind of shit, with all these preachers getting exposed and all this kind of, all this making people have less faith in those leaders, which means you don't even want to believe half the shit they say. So if they tell you that this person is the truth and he's the guy you should listen to, well, you really don't even want to listen to this nigga because they talking about he fucking little boys. Whatever.
Exactly.
And here we are. And so without that platform, without that structure, this young charismatic brother that we got out here lurking, or sister, you know what I'm saying? They will not come to fruition. They will not get that national face and that national presence, and we will not unify and follow them. It's an impossibility. It can't happen. It can't.
But you want to know something? I want to add to that, and another caller had said this to where he think it's a dream, and I can't remember totally what he had said. I was watching TV today, and this is several things that I actually and actually just like you said, we got homies grew up with out of my city that think a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And it's weird because I forgot her name is Nichelle something. She was the first black person on all Star Trek. And
uh-huh.
She said she had met Dr. Martin Luther King in person, but she said how she met him, it was through the trip because she went to go see a movie. Or she was at some play or something. She said somebody came up and said her biggest fan wanted to meet her.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, okay, she thought it was some guy who liked Star Trek and stuff like that and was just all into science fiction and stuff like that. So it was him.
Uh-huh.
And she said at the time that she was getting ready to leave the show. And he said, you can't do that. He said he went from being just like a giddy fan to like he just got all serious all of a sudden. Like, no, you can't do that. And he was like, you got to understand. He's like, well, the role that you are playing on TV is not stereotypical, and it's showing black folks that you don't have to necessarily be a maid, or you don't have to necessarily be a mother out of wedlock, or whatever else that you see on TV. And I find that kind of funny because you fast forward that to today.
Uh-huh.
Just like you were saying earlier about you got women that say they can't stand drama, but they like watching Housewives of Atlanta.
Right.
And then you turn this over, and then I'm thinking about Boris Kojo had this show on TV called Undercover. And I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
Now you hardly ever see black spies. So whoever thought, okay, I'm going to use Boris Kojo because this nigga is eye candy and most women like him. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this show didn't even go past eight episodes. And they canceled it. I'm like, you mean to tell me that black folks, especially black women, can't even take the time to look at Boris Kojo to see they're like, okay, oh, this show is about spies. And then when you go into it even more, that goes to where, like, for instance, the Will Smith letter, this goes to where if you keep them in their place, they won't be able to imagine themselves being spies or having the intellectual capacity to be in espionage or travel around the world or just be multicultural in any aspect of life. You see what I'm saying? That's all this stuff is connected. And I think it's so funny when I see this.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Dog.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, but that's just all boiled. It all comes back to that we don't have a sense of unity. We don't have a as it correlates back to MLK, back on the topic, it means that we can't even support a TV show or an artist or a business that is, because you know what I'm saying, sometimes even if it may not be absolutely the hottest name or whatever. We can't support a black cause that's that simple. How in the fuck do we realistically expect us to support a cause that's that serious? If we can't support when it, if you can't support it when it's just so simplistic and so
right.
just non-important. When it's important,
exactly.
We definitely ain't gonna pay attention. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. I gotta put this word out here. Real quick, my bad. Oh shit. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hurry up. You only got about 30 seconds to dial 347-934-0966 if you want to be a part of the third hour of the show. We only scheduled to stream live over the internet for 2 hours. So if you don't dial 347-934-0966 real quick, you won't be on the phone lines and I can't come to you. You can't dial into the show after 10 p.m. Eastern time. The switchboard, no, you can dial into the show, but you can't listen on the line. But if you want to keep listening and you want to talk, and I will get to all my callers who are on the line, just make sure you don't hang up. But you can't call back in after 10 o'clock. Make sure your cell phone signal is somewhere where you can be, all right? 347-934-0966. And we're not even going to do the music. We're not even going to break. We're just going to go right into it, all right? Because I got about five more people on the line that not just – way more people on the line that's listening, but not – I got five people who actually hit the number one who actually want to talk. You feel me? And so I'm going to make sure I get to everybody who wants to talk about it on this particular subject. I'm not going to end the show until I get to every single call. Please bear with me, all right? 443 and 770 and 404 coming to you guys. And Shay's up next, all right? And I see another 419 number. So you guys, please hang on, and I'll get to your calls because we got a whole another hour before the show actually has to stop. But it can only be done on the phone lines. But this portion of the show will be available on the podcast. The third hour of the show, while not streamed out live over the internet, it is on the downloadable podcast that you can find on iTunes. When you go to the iTunes store and go to the podcast section, all right, do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, you know the drill. That's us. And you can automatically subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And every time you plug up your iPhone or your iPod or any kind of portable device like that, you feel me, it automatically updates you with the latest K100 episode. And you know what I'm saying? You can catch all the shows if you can't catch us live, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. All right? Welcome everybody that's still on the line for the after party, which is what I call the third hour of my show that's not streaming live on the internet but does take place over the switchboard, over the phone lines. Nothing's changed if you're on the phone lines, all right? Just hit the number one if you want to talk. So, T. Lewis, before I go on to the next caller, real quick, bro. Do you think that Dr. King's dream has become a realization? And if you had to give a I Have a Dream speech, what would it entail?
Honestly, I don't think it's come totally into fruition. I think it's still a lot. I think 90% of his vision is still smoke and mirrors. And as far as the speech, if I would change anything, honestly, I think it's one of them recipes. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, good fried chicken is good fried chicken. So I keep it just the same.
Okay, I feel you. That's what I said. I said I wouldn't change nothing. I just take Dr. King's speech and say, how about we try this? Because we haven't even done this yet.
Right. Just take a portion out of the speech and like, okay, we haven't even got to this part of the speech yet, so why don't we try this?
Right. Why don't we try and do this
so
part?
It's so much content.
Right. Let's do this part. Let's just do what Dr. King said first, and then we'll talk about adding and changing most stuff because we ain't even did that yet. We're not there yet. All right, stand by, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shay, what's happening?
Hey.
What's going on, babe? Thanks for calling the show. I know it took me a long time, but I had a lot of people on the phone line today. You feel me?
Yeah, you got a lot of listeners, so that's good.
Yeah, a lot of people want. I'm glad because I like when a lot of people call in for shows like this, man. You feel me? A lot of people call in
that's
to my show. You know what I'm saying? When they feel in talking about the crazy, wild, zany stuff, and I love those shows, but oftentimes these shows right here are not my most popular shows. People don't want to talk about it. They want to hear the music or they want to talk about the craziness, you know what I'm saying? Like I said. But that's all a part of K100. But today we're on episode 142. And in the absence of greatness, Shay, what do you think? Do you think that our generation has a need for MLK? And why don't you think that we have one?
Yes, I do believe that we have a need for one. And I think we don't have one for a lot of reasons. One, we can't even keep our black families together. You know, we can't even teach each other how to love. You know, we got people who are not even, we can't even teach the children how to love. You know, we need to educate ourselves and we need to support ourselves. That's why we don't have a figure because, you know, who's going to be behind us?
Right, exactly.
Like nobody's willing to stand up and speak for somebody other than themselves if they know that they're not going to get any support. It's like, you know, talk to a brick wall.
I'm gonna tell you something now. I'm gonna tell you something that I believe. The MLK of our generation is he's here. He existed and he's trying to be heard right now. All right, you feel
well, you
me? Because
what?
if I can create this show, but listen, Shay, if I can create this show just to get my agenda out, I'm pretty sure that this brother, who not only has to be charismatic, he has to be smart. He has tried to find some kind of way to get his word out there and get his platform out there and get himself heard. He is simply not getting the support of his people and of his generation. That's just it. Because he's not talking about bitches, hoes, smoking weed in the club, partying, all that kind of stuff, too, that I talk about. And I talk about on this show. I'm not trying. This show, this isn't a Warren Valentine show. All right? People might want to try and put him in the box. No. But you could throw him in the ring, but no. You know what I'm saying? But you feel me? I mean, I talk about other stuff too. So I know I'm not that guy because I would champion that cause and that cause only, and I'm not. That's not all I champion with my platform, whether it be music or this radio show. But what I'm saying is, he's doing his thing right now. He's out here. This young charismatic brother or sister is out here right now, but he's not getting hurt. Go ahead.
We've just become complacent and just a little bit apathetic and just kind of set in our ways. You know, if he's not getting hurt, it's our own fault.
Exactly.
Like you said, I'm sure he is putting things out there.
That's the point.
It's kind of like we've adopted the attitude. It's like, okay, well, you know, I'm straight. I'm good right here. You know, I'm doing all right. What I need to worry about, what's going on over there for? You know?
Right. Exactly. And that's the part of our people, and that's the part of the show. You feel what I'm saying? That, you know, I don't know, man. You feel me? I don't know how to fix that part. That's the part I don't know how to fix. I don't know how we think as a people collectively.
Until we all start thinking.
We know what to do. We know what to do. How do you fix it? Yeah. How do you fix it? We know we need to stop global warming. How do we do it? We know we need to stop world poverty. How do we do it? We know we need. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How do we do it?
Feed people. Stop making excuses.
What? What'd you say?
You said how do you solve world poverty? I said feed people and stop making excuses. You know, the excuses, well, we don't have enough money to do this. Well, we got money to spend on everything else. We can't spend the money on food to feed people.
Oh, so now you mean put people in office that make the decisions that control all the money, which is the first part that you have to do. You can't. You said, I'll just feed people.
No,
well,
it's not so simple. I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean, it's like that's the solution. I mean, instead of like, you know,
the people that have the power
making the excuses saying that we can't do this. Okay, it's a little bit simpler.
Right. I know the solution for our causes, though, but I can't figure out a way to get to the solution. It's like giving somebody a problem. It's like giving somebody a long ass algebraic problem, and at the end of it, you say, "Like this is the answer right here." But show me how you factor each one of these equations and all this stuff to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you got an answer right in your face, plain and simple, you still can't show me how to do it if you don't know algebra. Even with the answer in your face, can't be done. Got to know algebra to do it. Somebody can give you a question, give you an answer, but if they tell you, show me how to get to this, get from this problem to this answer, and they can give you both of them, if you don't understand algebra, you can't show them how to do that.
Systematic approach to everything.
Right. Therefore, I deduce, everybody on K100, thanks for still hanging around on the phone lines and the podcast and stuff, but you listen after the fact. I deduce that we know damn well what we need to do as a people, but nobody, including my damn self, knows how to get to that answer, to that promised land. You feel me? Nobody knows because even a young charismatic young brother or sister that may be our next generation, whatever, if he knows how to do it, he's going to need some help. And guess what? He ain't going to get it. Not going to get it. Stay on the line, Shay. Let me get to the rest of these calls, all right?
Okay.
All right. He's not going to get the help, people. It's not going to happen. We're going to let him fall by the wayside. 404-914. Thanks for calling the show.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Who this?
This DJ Rowe, man.
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, look, let me ask you something, man.
Yeah.
Now, really, can I cut the phone off?
Go ahead. Yeah, it's internet radio, man. You can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Man, what the these folks don't go on, man, they must can't come from here. Because I promise, every time you ask the question, man, they wind up talking about whatever the hell they want to. And I know you probably thinking the same shit, but it's like shit.
It's the nature of the show, man. When people can't answer a question, you know what, bro? I'm asking a question that I know damn well nobody has to answer to be honest. I'm asking questions right now that I know fuck well most of the people that goddamn called the show tonight not gonna have an answer to because I don't have an answer and I made the questions up, bro. I don't know.
Go ahead, ask me a question.
All right. Why do you think that our generation, which is the generation that I'm in right now, which is Generation X and below, why don't we have a charismatic national leader like Martin Luther King? Why don't we have a national face that is a champion of the causes of only black people? Not like Barack Obama, who may be a face that can show you what black people can accomplish, but he cannot be the face of and the champion of black causes because he is the American president. That means he is the president of white, black, Jew, whoever the hell else, which means he can't champion all their causes, which means if you're an American, whatever your race, color, creed is, we don't have a person who's national, with a national face, who all he's about is equality and the betterment of black people. Right now, in our generation, why don't we have that person?
I'm going to tell you why. This is what's going on right here. For one, we got all these faggots around here, you feel me? All these folks that don't really know who they are, you feel me? I ain't saying I'm against gay folks, that's what they do, you feel me? But you have them, you have other females who want to be a female-dominated world, you got dudes who grew up just around their mama and auntie and stuff, who all they seen is women. So it's a confused world. You see what I'm saying? It's not a confused world, it's a confused, you know what it is. You know, you might go to this area, or you might go to that area. Like, I live in Atlanta. Okay. You might come from whole national, and you might go to, the north side of town somewhere. Palm Springs or something.
Uh-huh.
If I go up there talking to them, they gonna automatically, they can be a black person. If I tell them I'm from College Park, they gonna automatically feel like, you know, they bigger than me or better than me.
Uh-huh.
And see, it's a whole bunch of shit going on. That's how I live here. So it's really hard for it to be that one leader.
Okay, so we've already discussed on this show and had some people that automatically said, look. Black people don't stick together. We got a lot of classism going on within ourselves. We had a brother that called from up in D.C. He was a pretty intelligent dude. He was like, man, you know, black people look down on other black people, whatever. So what you're saying, a lot of people have already addressed, because what you're saying essentially is, like you said, you from College Park. You can't go nowhere on the north side and try and talk to somebody and champion the cause because they feel like because where you from or whatever, they're better than you. Well, this all falls back to the breakdown of us as a people and the unity that we had back in the day. See, Martin Luther King was able to have a platform, and Martin Luther King was able to champion all black people together because they was all in the same boat. But once everybody, quote unquote, became equal and desegregation happened, and once again, big shouts out to Martin Luther King, and I respect him immensely, his push and his cause had a lot of positive effect, but the biggest negative effect that it had was it gave a lot of black people the opportunity to get ahead economically, and once those black people did, the Willie Lynch syndrome kicked in overdrive in their psyche. And that Willie Lynch syndrome was already there, but when you take the Willie Lynch syndrome and you goddamn fuel it with money, now instead of it being just because you light-skinned and dark-skinned, I don't like you, now it's because not only are you dark-skinned, but now you from College Park, and I live in Buckhead, and I don't like you because I'm better than you, nigga, because now we ain't the same, even though our skin is the same. You understand what I'm saying? And so you got a breakdown of black people, and it's hard to champion a cause for a group of people who don't feel like they're the same as another motherfucker that's just like them. How the fuck can you be my leader, and I don't even feel like, how can somebody say they're here to lead and champion my cause, but you go up here to Buckhead and say you want to champion their cause too, but the people in Buckhead don't even feel like the people down here where I'm at on the south side is the same. So look, you don't need to champion my cause. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, I see you, but on the same token though, man, it's like besides another man hating on you, it's like now
my man touched on it, saying that it was a female. It's a female-dominated society now. It's like a black man doesn't have as much juice towards a female now. A female kind of like has all the juice in the workplace in certain cases, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like a man still has to guide a woman at the end of the day. It's like a woman is not letting the man guide them anymore. So I think that shit keeping us fucked up in the sense that a black man don't know that he's a warrior and he's a champion. And you're that nigga.
Okay. Which is basically the breakdown of the household, because now we don't have.
Yeah, the household.
I mean, let me in defense of my sisters now. In defense of my sisters, because I keep it 100 on the show, I pulls no punches. In defense of my sisters, some of these sisters got the damn jobs and they dominate in the workplace because they had to go work overtime and put in their overtime because the nigga got his fucking ass locked up or the nigga ain't in the motherfucking house. He got about 2-3 holes on the side. And can't goddamn take care of his motherfucking one household. That's why he ain't in the same house. And so that motherfucking woman got to go out here and get it how she live. You understand?
I feel you. But see, I think that we're a product. It's like the breakdown has happened for so many years. We are almost 20 to 30 years into this breakdown.
We are.
You feel me?
We are. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Nothing is the Cosby household, you know what I'm saying? That was a fantasy, my nigga. You know what I mean? And it's also things we see on TV, the internet, man. We're lazy right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
So when I say looking for a leader, you almost got to be your own leader within your own household if you're really trying to do some change, you know what I'm saying? You got kids. You can't look for another man to be that idol. You got to be that idol in your household.
Exactly. But see, the thing about it is different, and this is back to the point of the show. I'm coming to you, Carlos. Don't go nowhere because I still got some people on the phone. I'm coming. I want to make sure I address what the brother's saying right here, the homie right here. Look, listen to what I'm saying. You're right about that. You're right. But these men got to take care of it. See, the reason why Martin was able to back then come to, the reason why we can't have a Martin right now, because there's got to be somebody in the household that says, we're going to follow this person. It's got to be a man, right? Like you said, you're right. All the women out here, they got the juice in the workplace and all that, but a lot of them got that juice because the goddamn niggas got them getting cases, catching cases, getting fed time and shit. Want to sell dope, want to ball hard and don't want to work, don't want to get an education. You know, do you know the ratio of black women with degrees as opposed to black men? I don't have to tell you about it. Shit is ridiculous.
I know the numbers way high. They got at least be 3
way high.
You know what I mean?
It's just triple. For every one black man that got a degree, you got 3 black women that got one. It's triple. They triple us. Okay? So most of them going to get these jobs and stuff because they went and took their ass to school and finished school, and that's why the fuck they going to get these jobs. And so that's why the fuck they making more money than the man. Well, that's not how it was back in the day. Back in the day, the man was the provider. He was the head of the household. So when Martin said, look, I'm having a rally down here at the church down here on Ebenezer, all the men went. And all the men, whatever the fuck they said, go on in the household, that's what the fuck the wife did, but you ain't got that now. So how the fuck you expect the women to follow? How you expect them to follow? Yeah.
Hey,
go ahead. Go ahead.
We enjoyed the show, man. We finna go in here with these misguided bros right now, man. We finna go in this shake joint, man.
Exactly.
We finna go on Rockefeller right with, man. The more misguided, undirected folk, man.
Hey, man, call the show back.
If y'all need a mix for the show, man, y'all holler at me, man, and I get different folks to call in and fuck with you, man. You see the number on there. Just call and holler at me, man. This DJ Rowe.
Oh, I got you. Well, hold on. Let me jot this down. Don't hang up real quick. Let me jot your number down because I'm going to do that. You know, we spin music and all that, but today I'm just having a serious show. You feel me? But we run the music and all that. You feel what I'm saying? Just not today.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we do all that. Just today I'm having a serious show because it's Martin Luther King Day. I'm trying to show some respect.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, Alpha side of her messed up, man. It's like, man, like what you talking about? These folks ain't starting that shit for real. That wasn't none of them ain't staying on topic.
Right. That's the whole point. You feel what I'm saying?
You real.
That's
the whole point. All these folks want to do is drink they weed, smoke their yucca, and pop their pills and do their oxycontin. That's all these women be worried about. Going to the doctor. To get an oxycontin, talking about they got cramps. They don't got no cramps. They just want to do drugs. You feel me?
Right.
Man,
but I tell you what. I tell you what. Hold on.
I'm going
to go to the next call. Let me tell you what, Ro. Let me tell you one thing before I go. I got to say this to you because I keep it 100. One thing that you can do as a nigga that do music, DJs and all that right there. Let me tell you something, bro. You can help us, and you can help us get back on track. You have power. I have power. I'm an artist. I can make songs about the shit we talking about. So when a nigga give you a song and you want to put it aside or you want to put a mixtape together, the next time a nigga give you a song talking about some real life, trio community shit and ain't talking about popping pills and fucking hoes and goddamn all that shit, put that shit on the mixtape, my nigga. And that's how you do your part. It start there.
Let's do it. We're gonna let's do one together.
I got you. And that's what I'm talking about.
All right, look, email later on, but tell me your number later on.
All right, I got you, dog.
Okay.
All right. 443. Twinkle.
Yep.
What's going on? I finally got down to you. I still got some people online. I'm going to get to every one of these calls, man. I promise. If you just don't hang up, I'll get there. I'll get there. I had just that many people on the phone line tonight. It was, I'm actually happy. You feel me? That many people actually took the time to call in about this subject, because normally I have that many people online when I'm talking about sex or drama, relationships, or some shit on TV, or, you know what I'm saying, music, or, you know what I'm saying, which is nothing wrong with that, you feel me, but not when I'm talking about something serious. I had a full show. I couldn't even get to everybody in the first 2 hours. So, that's a real pick-me-up. That means y'all are paying attention, K100. Y'all are paying attention. Y'all care. Some of y'all care. We got to find everybody else that care and all get together and start caring together and make these other motherfuckers who don't care, care. Or it's never going to work. Episode 142. What's up, Twink?
What's up, my baby?
All right. You know what we're talking about. MLK.
I sure do. And I have a nice gift load for you because Alexis, give me 30 seconds, okay, baby?
Go ahead.
The first issue that we're going to have is no one wants to take blame if anything goes wrong, but everyone wants to take blame if things go right. So that's why you don't have a leader, because everyone's like, oh, if it goes wrong, I'm not going to step up and take blame for that. And that's problem number one.
Okay.
No one is worried about the positive stuff that might happen. They're all worried about, you know, the negative shit. No one wants to take blame for that.
Problem that's also two, true. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Problem number two is, in order for you to be a leader, you need people to lead. No one wants to be led anywhere. Everybody's worried about being on top. Everybody wants to, you know, be a leader. But no one, you can't lead. You can't be a leader if you're not leading anywhere, anyone anywhere. So you can't be a leader with no followers. Problem number two.
Okay.
Problem number three is, it was already stated, but it's too much animosity and too much hate within the black community, because no one wants to see anybody. Everyone talks about, oh, we need to better ourselves, but no one wants to actually see anyone do better than them. Some people will have to fall for other people to rise, but then when those other people rise, they need to know how to come back and uplift the people that have fallen or left them, you know, or the backs they've crawled over to get to where they're at. And it's a lot of people that once they get up to the top, once they get in somewhere in power, once they get a voice, they turn from, I'm going to help my black community to, I'm going to help me get some more money. And to do that, I have to turn my back on my community and go worry about this other part of town or these other people. And then too many people are worried about helping outside of America. It's so many infomercials and organizations that are helping outside of America. You cannot help outside of America. You can't help clean up somebody else's front yard when your backyard is fucked.
Right. Now that's something that shout out to my white people, but white people good for that. They good for championing the causes of everybody else but the people over here. We got a million things. We got a million resources to send over to the tsunami victims, but look at how we handled Katrina. A fucking travesty. Fucking travesty. But we can send shit halfway across the motherfucking world to help everybody else out, but we couldn't get shit down to fucking New Orleans on time. Fucking travesty. You know what I'm saying?
It's really sad, like, I mean, shout out to Hades, but when Hades had the thing, it was dialing text messages this amount, this to send this much amount of money to Hades.
I didn't send a fucking dime. I got cool. I got cool for the Zoes. I got some niggas and some Zoes. I fucks with them, but I didn't send a dime. I would have took before I would have sent the dime over there. I would have sent the dime to one of my local community leaders over here that's got that's got this little youth organization that he's got going on, popping off over here down in Clayton County that I fucks with. I would have gave him all my money. I wouldn't give, before I give a dime anywhere on a foot of soil I never would step foot on. or whatever. I'm a champion of causes of people that I actually can see the results. They sent billions of dollars over there to those motherfuckers, and now they're talking about right now. Anderson Cooper just had a long special about what the fuck is, where's all the money. They're talking about they ain't got shit to do. They ain't got money to do this. They already, it's already fucked. They already done stole the money already. The money's already missing. Already. So that's why I was like, I'm not sending shit over there because I don't know who the fuck I'm sending it to, and I doubt it get to where it fucking needs to go. And people
exactly.
say, well, look, listen, you should have sent it anyway with your, get you, with your heart. And
if they're going to say you can send it with a heart, you better send them a picture that your child drew. That's from the heart.
Yeah.
That's not going to help. The same way that money not getting to them didn't help.
Yeah. If anything, so, what I did do for Haiti was when they had the food drive and to give the canned goods and stuff that I know that you can't take and fucking buy a bomb with, motherfucker, or sneak and embezzle it over to your motherfucking Swiss account. You can't smuggle a can of snow peas over there, bitch. So I sent two big boxes of food. Yeah. Before you open your fucking mouth and judge me, all you smart fucks. Before you, I just want to see how many people sat there and thought about what I was going to say and now just had that pause for effect. Kill yourself. I did support them. I sent shit that I know they can't fucking corrupt. Raw goods, raw materials. Yeah.
And you know, and another issue is everybody's coming together and everybody's kumbayaing right now today. Today's Martin Luther King's birthday, by all means. But come 12 o'clock tonight, come tomorrow morning, you ain't going to hear no shit about unity. Ain't nobody going to say nothing about no unity until February 1st.
Right.
That's another issue.
Well, now, for all my listeners that's still on the line and stuff and listening to the podcast, K100, in fact, attacks community issues all the time. So I will once again invite you to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 and look through our catalog of episodes, or check us out on iTunes and look at our podcast on iTunes. Except on iTunes, you can only see the names. It doesn't give you the descriptions. So if you want a description about what each show is talking about, you can actually go through our archives, read the synopsis of each show, and decide if you want to listen to it and download it. And we got a lot of stuff that we're talking about, issues with our people and our black people. If you love this episode, I highly suggest you download my episode called From Panthers to Punks. I forgot what number it is, but it's before episode 100. It's in between episode 50 and 100, somewhere in between there.
It's
another great
show. Cool that you do it, but you doing it on your own, you're going to get this. You get your K100 group. You get the people that normally call into your group that, you know, will call in and support you. But you also, I mean, even you can be a pillar in your community. Even though you do talk about other shit other than, you know, positive shit, but the fact that you talk about positive shit, even if you do it once a week, you're still getting hurt. You still can change somebody's life. And there's not enough people that would even consider taking time out to say something positive. There's so much negativity in the world. It's not enough people in the world that would just go, you know what, I seen what you did. That was nice.
Yeah.
Even if that's all you say.
Yeah. And I've said also on the show, which is pretty disheartening, most of my episodes, because I can look at the breakdown of my shows of what show had the most callers and most internet streams after the fact, of course, not while I'm live, but after the fact, they tells me how many people downloaded a show, how many people listened to a show live, and how many callers on the line. And it's sad to say, the shows like this that I have and the shows that I have about voting and all this other kind of shit, those are my least rated. Those are my lowest rated shows. Those are the ones that get the lower numbers. They all get great numbers, all things considered. But, compared to when I'm talking about the Freakometer, you know what I'm saying? Or when I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? You know, stuff like that, my kind of zany, crazy shows that we talk about outlandish stuff, those shows are far more popular, man. And then what can I say? I got to give the people, I try to gain my popularity by having crazy shows like that and try and draw them in and then shoot them a message. Hopefully they still support the show and listen to that particular show also. It's my method to my madness. What can I say? It's kind of like a rapper who raps conscious songs but also makes a club single every now and then, just because he's got to sell some records and keep his name out there because of the ignorant motherfuckers. There's more ignorant motherfuckers than people that care. And we're stuck in a rock and a hard place, us artists and us radio hosts and anybody that's that has a platform that people listen to and pay attention to. We're like that, man. When I put albums out, man, I have a lot of songs on my albums that I know that I could never give to a DJ or I could never make a video for. If I want to have success in my career, I got to make this particular song a single or that particular song because the ignorance is what's popular. Ignorance is popular. now. You feel me? And I hate to do it, but I, all things considered, as an artist, I try to take my career seriously, and I actually put out songs that, yeah, I know it's not necessarily, you know, what I wanted to pick all the time, but it didn't. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm being fake or fronting them, because that's actually a part of my psyche. I do, you know what I'm saying, go to the club, get wasted, and have a good time, and hit chicks, and yeah, not punch chicks, but literally, you know what I'm saying? That's my sound effect. I wasn't even planning on using all night tonight. You feel what I'm saying? But I did some kind of way, figured out a way to shoot it in. Look, that's what I do. That's part of me. But at the same time, I'm also a person that votes. I'm also a father. I'm also a person that cares about my people and my cause, my people's causes and stuff. And so if you know me, you know I'm a complex person. So that means I make shows that run the gambit. I make music that runs the gambit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a complicated person. And I'm not telling anybody to not go to the club and have fun, to not want to have your car riding on 26s and shit. I'm not telling you not to, because I want to go to the club, have fun. I want a nice house. I want my car to be clean and all that too. But that is not all that matters.
But you know,
hello. Go ahead, Twink.
Even if that's how you sell the records, if you take each album, if you throw in there maybe two or three songs, one or two songs with a positive message, you're still doing your part to get something out there. Because eventually there's going to be somebody that's going to be listening to that song. They're going to be cleaning their house. They're going to have you write your CD in. They're going to be like, damn, that nigga was talking about some real shit. And they're going to play the song back. They're going to have a friend listen to that song. That's the song. Their friend is going to go, damn, that nigga was talking some real shit. That friend is then, and then it's going to spread. So, you know what I mean? I understand what you're saying about trying to, you know, take your career serious and everything. But even if you do just one song every other album, then
My career, throughout my career, I've done multiple songs on each album that I've ever put out. Any project I put out, I have at least two. Nothing less than, actually about three songs per album that's actually talking about some shit that's going on in the real world, talking about some family issue, real life drama shit. People who follow my career, they know that. If you're on my Facebook page and you're my Facebook friend, you know that. You follow me. You see the songs I put up there. All right? Don't play like you don't see it. The thing about it is, when I put them up on Facebook, MySpace, or whatever, the songs that people hit me back about, yo, I love that record, that's hot, blah, blah. If I put a song like what I did today with the three songs I put on it today, if you notice, you my Facebook friend, Twink, you know I put only songs talking about pertinent shit about what I'm talking about
sure
on the show tonight. You feel me?
I listen to all of them, and you know what? I was very. I probably didn't comment. I didn't comment on any of them because I was on my iPod. I haven't been on computer yet, but
right.
I enjoyed listening to all of them. And I actually had my mother listen to them, and my mother liked it. It was.
Right.
I don't remember which one it was. I do know I bookmarked it, but
right.
You know, when I get on the computer, I will comment and let you know which one it was. My mother was very impressed with one of your songs.
Right, but those are the songs that I play. Yeah, but those are the songs, Twink, that when I post them up and everything, you know, people just, they don't repost them, they don't share them. For the life of me, I can't understand why my song Queens is not the most popular black song I have with my black women. My demographic download shows me that it's not. My song Lover Lust is most popular with black women, and She's Got It is more popular with black women, but not Queens. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out why. When that whole song is nothing but props to y'all and giving y'all props. Even though my K100 women love and support that song and post it up, the general audience is nowhere near close to being one of my top downloads. It's not even nowhere near as high as downloaded, more as much as Love or Lust and She Got It, which are both songs what I'm talking about, fucking and partying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, it's what it is.
Women are being... Please, Alexis. Sorry, my daughter's having a field day in the background, but that's because women are being brainwashed, young ladies being brainwashed that it doesn't matter. You're cute. That's what you are. If you're not, you're nothing.
Point
blank period.
I don't know. I'm not going
to tell them.
I know, man. It's crazy. For the purposes of the show, look, Twink, thanks for calling the show, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the line. So that's it for everybody who got a couple more people on the line, but no one's raising their hand. I'm not doing the open forum, we talk about it type thing tonight. You feel me? For the purposes of the podcast and everything, for people who might not have heard the actual show, what I want to do for this particular episode, for the last part of this show, and if you're on the phone line, please stay on the phone. But if you're not, if you don't want to stay on the phone, if you don't want to, if you're not into the music side of what K100 does, yeah, you might can probably go ahead and hang up now, I guess, because what I'm about to do now is play some of the songs that I posted up on my Facebook page and I blasted out today. And this is for all the people who listen to my show as a podcast after the fact, because when we listen to the show as a podcast, you know what I'm saying, you don't get a chance to even interact or talk, whatever. And I really want these songs to be heard. I uploaded these songs specifically today. And so I'm going to play a couple of songs that's talking about what we got going on in our community, all right? And so this is for everybody who, if you're a fan of my music or whatever, and you're on the phone line, if you never heard any of my music, stay on the phone line. If you're listening to the podcast or whatever, get ready to get your jam on and listen to what these songs about. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to run into those, and then I'm going to end the show, all right? So stay on the phone lines, and we're going to run some of this great music that a lot of my people need to hear. First song up is The Movement. This is a song that I did a few years back, and it's actually, I never actually officially released it, never anywhere, ever, not even on a mixtape or nothing. And I just set it in the archives, but I bring it back to life today for the purposes of this show. You feel me? And I didn't release it because I never really did really get to technically finish it, finally finalize it, I felt like. But, you know, for the purposes of this show, what I'm talking about, I'm going to run that one. I'm also going to run a song called Steel Poe, addressing why, which is with my homies, Affiliated Hustlers, B-Low Down, and P-Reg. Why, as a people, we're still economically in last place. Why is that? And I'm also going to run a song called All Our Life, which talks about the daily struggles that we as black people grow through, like police harassment. And, you know, stuff like that, profiling and stuff like that. All right, I'm going to run these songs, and that's how I'm going to end the show tonight on K100. All right, stick around, and I really appreciate you guys supporting the show, supporting episode 142. Here we go. First up, The Movement.
Yeah. It's a struggle, man. I don't think you understand the urgency that black people is facing, man.
Black people, look, I'm a grown-ass man. So I understand about the powers that be trying to block my plan. Can't ride nice cars without racing time behind bars. Stick the boys on you if they get large. Time's hard to boulevard in the MLKs. To the capacity for Cassidy's trying to get paid. All this is getting learned when the toast get burned. Can't keep unless your clock got the white getting churned. I think Malcolm would have been heartbroken from the scene to see the struggle fall to the wayside for the blame. Spring tracked out of half on behalf of the committee. Blitz came to bring the message back to the cities. Reparations ain't worth having. We're in the years of A-raps and the chinks don't pay taxes. I tried to get a college degree, I couldn't afford it. Student loans too high, child coming couldn't afford it. Same way they let us drown down in Louisiana, kind of like the water hoses and dogs in Alabama. 65 to 2005, what's different? A brand new century, the brotherhood is still missing. Children been living with the pain of the streets ever since they used to chase the machines. But we can't be beat, if we don't stand up to no one will. How I feel. We've been living with the pain of the streets ever since they used to chase the sheep. But we can't be cheap. If we don't stand up, then no one will.
So the end getting closer and closer, that's what they tell me. Praying God can understand my pain, cause I ain't ready. Don't wanna be a racist, but the black race is under attack. I fight back as I face this man in the mirror whose skin tone don't match with the system. The prisons where they send them, I know their mamas miss them. Thugs or a ball player, don't matter. America will bury us, even the poor crackers. I have to ask the same one status in the grand scheme of things. Since things ain't what they seem, it's all for me to dream. The green got me thinking crazy. Just because we won't work for pennies like the Mexicans, they call us lazy. Hope my words rain deep in the south, cause where I'm from, river flags wave high with pride, that's how they come. So I keep a gun close in case the war pop off, forever ready, cause I can't let my fam get lost. Guns up. We've been living with the pain of the streets ever since they used to chase the machines. But we can't be beat. If we don't stand up, then no one will. It's plain to see that they won't let us kill. Yeah, that's how I feel. We've been living with the pain of the streets ever since they used to chase the machines. But we can't be beat. If we don't stand up, then no one will. It's plain to see that they won't let us kill. Yeah, that's how I feel.
To the rich folks who like to say the shit ain't bad, I show them decapitations, but folks getting dragged. I tell them, look at the jail rates, the ghettos in the city. Paint a picture of the pain with my words so they can feel me. But it's plenty blaming going around for my own people. Cause we the ones that's on the crack pipes and needles. Economically, we not healthy. Look what they did to Kanye and Ludacris. The niggas still drink Pepsi. But we don't stand up or lay down for anything and take it up the ass like we're bleaching a pen. So I scream bloody murder when we killing our myself. And I'm knowing that you'd rather get drunk and leave the shit on the shelf. As for myself, I'm a stand tall, give it to y'all until you realize that you don't ball. Unless we all do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah, man. Real talk, we've been living with the pain and the shit. Ever since they used to chase the sheep. That's but we right. can't be beat. Right. If we don't stand up to no one, just claim to be that they want us killed. Yeah, that's how I feel. We've been living with the pain and the shit. Ever since they used to chase the sheep. But we can't be beat. If we don't stand up to no one, just claim to be that they want us killed. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Man, real talk, man. This is what the business really is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody that lost somebody, Hurricane Katrina, you know what I mean? I feel your pain, man. You ain't volunteered if you ain't gained nothing, you a lame, man. For real, man. Ride around acting like it don't concern you, homie. We'll see, nigga. We'll see.
And who dares to say that our people are not justified by demonstrating their resentment over the injustice and mistreatment that our people have
years.
Yeah, we're gonna dedicate this one to all the folks that's doing good, and as a result, they're doing bad. Up in the hood, they're wishing about the things that they had.
Yeah, well, same thing. In my hood, the same thing. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nut hang. Finish top of 24, yeah. If everybody moving the globe, yeah. If everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still both? Airwell, same gang, in my hood, the same man. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nut hang. Finish top of 24, if everybody moving the globe, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still both?
Back up on that shit again. How the hell we supposed to win? Why we let them treat us like we second class citizens? Better yet, why we fight each other like we hate ourselves? Athletes and entertainers wiping white girls to death. Instead of selling crack to us, won't you sell crystal meth? Why we buy the plot for our hair off of Korean show? Why you hide by the rims? Cause your favorite rapper got them like a cheap who can't pay a rent for Roger Applebottom. Everybody won the ball, pimp. I love to do it too. But even if you can't, you're still a man. Don't let it get to you. You a hustler, shawty. If you're working up, you're selling yay. Long as you're eating and you're free, Jesus, we stay paid.
Yeah, well, same gang. In my hood, the same bang. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nuts hang. Spinning top of 24. If everybody moving low, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still both? Yeah, well, same gang. In my hood, the same bang. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nuts hang. Spinning top of 24. If everybody moving low, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still both?
I know my scrap will cold, cause Jackals down move slow. Jay still watch cars and horse outside of the look. The hood still move blow. Why the project they had to go? Leave it to the white folks. The blacks had time to grow. Big rims on everything from Cadillacs to Chevy frame. Your mouth full of gold teeth down to the platinum chain. That's a damn shame, man. For five with the prison chain. Everybody the hood, nigga, want a little hood thing. Listen to the gangster music. Now you want a game drain. It's dropping out of school. That don't really change things. That's how you wanna play. Then go ahead and hang, man. I'm just talking real shit, nigga. Put a different mind frame.
Yeah, well, I'm the same gang. In my hood, the same bang. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nuts hang. Spinning top of 24. If everybody moving the globe, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still both? Yeah, well, I'm the same gang. In my hood, the same man. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nuts hang.
All them other niggas do is talk about the strap. Yeah, we all out to get dough, get that cash. But I'm trying to get mine, trying to make it last. The only way I know how to make it last is stack a little paper, then give some back. The hood
folks. And the way things look, we ain't got no hope. Why you blowing on your ride on 24? The least you can do is give back a little dough. It used to be a time we all used to be folks, and I seen black folks don't care no more. Babies have a baby, and it ain't no joke, cause the men of the house, they ain't there no more. What happened to the pride? What happened to the lure? All up in the club, wanna push this show. Can't speak to a cat, cause it gotta mean more. Say, what you mad for? What you need a little more? Now I'm on a mission trying to make a little change. But everybody tripping, I never seen strange. Gotta talk about the change, just make it entertain. Hell, then you get tired of the same old thing.
Why you judge me, man? What I
thanks everybody for hanging out with me, man, for episode 142. that pretty much got rid of all the callers. That's okay. I still got two of my very, very, very favorite people still hanging on. That's why I'm fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. I know a lot of people just go ahead and want to catch the music or whatever later. It's all good. You feel me? I'm not even mad about that. And I basically did that for the people who listen to the podcast because, you know, listening to the podcast, it doesn't, you know, the music doesn't sound so good over the phone. I've listened to it over the phone. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. But when you got it on the podcast and you listen to it on some headphones while you're at work or whatever, it thumps pretty hard. Like, sounds pretty good. So that's why I went ahead and ran those three songs back to back. And, you know, I didn't want to even have this show without having those songs played anyway. But I did want to make sure I got all the calls on the line, which is why I held off doing it during the live hours. It was a great episode. I'm glad and thankful for everybody that called in. And also, thanks to everybody that's listening to the podcast. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right. Remember, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P. Reg, is also who called in tonight. He's also be in the building. Chainless Entertainment, man. It's what we do, man. We try and give the people great music and stuff, but we also try and uplift our people. You feel me? All right. With that being said, man, thanks for tuning in to episode 142, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for episode 143. I don't know what I'm talking about tonight, but I guess I might as well go back and be zany and crazy so I can get my numbers back up. K-100.